Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sideways with Shells and Nutty M. Every week we come to you, listen what we say. We know that life is crazy, it's a challenge every day. So sit back, relax, listen, know that we are here too. Shells and Nutty M, this is their podcast too. Sideways, yeah, yeah, hi, Shells. Was your ginny girl, knit your eyebrows. Let me kiss, that's my focus. Gotta grind, no hocus pocus. Music industry is real to me, even though I don't drink Hennessy, but I smoke the green and drink caffeine, and loyalty is everything. Chasing dreams, they chasing clouds. Hold up, that's not what I'm about. Got a cancer diagnosis, and I'm watching me do the prognosis, so I can push it, as should you. Take some time to listen a few. Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. Thought you knew. Maddie M, he's straight T. He's been a long time in the industry. He's throwing weights while he open gates. The music, he doesn't hesitate. Current events, things that make sense. News and special guidance. Sit back, listen, we're coming in. GMG is real to me. Breadheads is the progress. Cool boy, pop lock king. OG Mac drama, Brick Squad Mafia 1017. Prophet 1017. Yankee, break gang. Just amazing gigs with 6 minutes. Malik show got a criminal in DB. RIP Strat, Matt Strat, Young K, Eloise Cartel. RIP Gata. Cobra the villain, Tiwi, 96FG, Honey Blunt. Oh, I'm calling all kinds of lyrics to Vision, Kitty Fed. Oh yeah, I listen to these people just so you know. Anything that I swerve to eat, I would swerve. Hey, boss up, boss up,
boss up. Hello everybody, and welcome to Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. It's hump day. What's up, Maddie M?
Yes, sir. What's up, girl? I just had some trouble on hearing you. I'm good. I'm good. It's been a good week, actually. We had daylight savings, so it's sunny now.
Right.
I mean, it's getting warm here. Yeah, I'm looking forward to spring this year. Even though we had a short winter, I'm looking forward to it. Glad to have you back home,
right,
girl.
Yeah, I am so glad to be home. You know, I appreciate everybody's patience and everything going through all the medical crap I've been going through. So, you know, we've missed you guys. We really appreciate you, our listeners, you know, our faithful listeners. And I know I got a few messages, you know, they really missed our show. And while I was in the hospital, I even got flowers from a fan, and I just wanted to say thank you. That was really cool. And it made my day for sure. So
yeah, that was pretty
so it
cool.
It means a lot. It means a lot when you have we have all these people, over 2 million people all over the world that come in to our life every Wednesday, every hump day, and get to share just a few moments, you know, where we all get to just sit back and relax and smoke a blunt if you smoke, drink a drink if you drink, you know, do what you do, and just forget how crazy life is and listen to music and hear some hilarious headlines. You know what I'm saying?
True that. True that.
Yeah. Speaking of hilarious headlines, let's bring on the headline master king himself. Fuck it up with the fuck ups of the week. Yo, 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 fuck it up. What's going on?
What up with it?
Oh,
cracking,
my
baby.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is fuck up. Fuck up of the week. Yes. Okay,
happy,
you know what I'm saying? Happy hump day to everyone. Maddie Mac, blessings. Maddie Mac, blessings. Sales, blessings.
Thank
How
you
guys doing? How's the team doing?
Everybody's
I'm good.
Great,
I'm good.
You're hey,
good.
Hey,
how you
I
doing,
gotta,
man?
I want to make an announcement. So I'm really, really happy for Fuck It Up because he's got a new place he's moving into Friday.
Yeah,
and he'll be
baby.
Getting his boys.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I right. told you you could do it, man. And you did it in a quick amount of time, too, man. I'm proud of you.
That part. You know, we don't mess around when it comes to housing. You know what I'm saying? We don't mess around when it comes to kids. You feel me? It comes to my boys. So, you know, I got one. I got Kalim. Now the next step is getting Khalil, Operation Khalil. Yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate that. You know, God is good. Keep him first always. Keep Jesus first always. So, you know, with that being said, yes, I got blessed. Keep on get these curveballs. But of course, nothing is perfect. Life is
that's
perfect. Life, right? So
remember my acronym. My acronym for life is living isn't fucking easy, right?
Yeah. You guys hear it? Living isn't fucking easy. So when you're having a fuck up day, just think about it being the next day is going to be a better day, right? Because that next day is going to be always better when you smile. Facts. You know, so yeah, I'm doing good. You know,
unless you live
Friday.
In Florida. No, I'm just kidding.
but no, all is good. No work on Friday, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm going to be moving, so I'm happy with that. I'll be in my jacuzzi on Friday, so everything is good. Everything is blessed, you know what I'm saying? Now for my announcement. Oh, this is sideways. Fuck up of the week. Headline. Street singer who was ignored by everyone, then four kittens came to show their support. Second headline. I'll send you guys a picture.
What now? Wait,
I didn't hear. I didn't hear that.
Oh.
Say it again. The last part
me?
I missed.
Okay.
Yeah, I just didn't hear it.
Street singer was ignored by everyone. He went on his Instagram. He's a street singer, and he was basically playing his guitar. And while he was playing his guitar, he had his little thing out there to get money, and no one would give him no respect, only but the kittens. That's it. Like four kittens showed up. Yeah, four kittens showed up and just listened to him play his music. Literally.
Well.
Hey, man.
Okay.
Man, start an army, dog. I don't do that. Yeah, actually, that's kind of cool,
okay.
Man. That's kind of cool, dude.
I'm going to send you the picture. I'll send you the picture. Second headline.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hunter dies when he shot an elephant, falls on him. All right. So he shot the elephant, and then the elephant took him. So.
yeah, that's
for the element.
Exactly, right? Third headline. Now, this is from a mental headline. You can't help having a big penis. Stoke on Trent. Shopper caused of stealing clothes. Dropped his pants to prove his suspicious huge bulge was actually the manhood. Breaking news, Joe Biden bans highway comedy. This is fuck it up, fuck it out.
Oh, man.
Thanks,
that's
my brother.
Crazy. Thank you, fuck it up. Go smoke it up and make sure you stay tuned because we have Miss Melissa from Ascot Music coming on here in a few, so
you don't
want to miss that.
Blessings to all our guests.
All right.
Blessings to all our guests.
Blessings.
I'm going to smoke.
Hey, Milton. Hey, fuck it up, listen. Yeah. So when you're doing your security job, make sure when you check people, you ain't checking for the wrong thing.
I'm checking for everything.
Yeah. Conceal Weber, baby.
Yeah.
No homo.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Whoa. Fuck it up. Fuck it out.
Fuck it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That would be – could you imagine? That would be, like, super insane. I wonder what that person's face was like. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like when they were like, oh, well, damn.
My bad.
Well, my bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's crazy. All right, guys. So like I said, we're going to be bringing our guests on here in just a few minutes. Before we get started, though, I'm going to play We Ridin'. You know, I love that song. So. With Hogspook and Gene Novocaine. And then I'm going to answer a few calls on our caller line. Callers, if you are wanting to speak, press 1. That'll put your hand up, and I'll take you in the green room.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it. We riding. Right here, sideways, with Shells and Maddie.
Yeah. Then I open Pandora's box. Hogspook. Gene Novocaine.
Fucked up cause I'm doing me. Crippin' nigga fly, got 4 AGC. Ascot nigga, that's where it went down. If you wasn't on the side, you niggas wasn't allowed. Pocket check nigga, banging on niggas. Had niggas running down Ascot, we fly crippin'. Ask them clown niggas how that lead taste. Still slow by the meat, start crippin' it, man.
Blue rag, left pocket, hopping down the eight. About to get my ass whooped, cause I'm going home late. Lil' low, with my foot on the enemy stroke. Come about to start a jacket, or I'm about to trip soap. Bullet fragments in my body set off metal detector. Make a dollar in my set, I'm acting like a tactical actor hitting up on the wall to let the enemy know that we some playboy hustler crippin' ass niggas trying to go.
Niggas, we grind, flying, dipping, tripping, all blue trucks, cuz headed on the mission.
We loaded,
over, 40 rounds of mother, get the sipping, we flying after niggas to the
nigga. We grind, flying,
dipping, tripping, all blue trucks, cuz headed on the mission.
We loaded,
over, 40 rounds of mother, get the sipping, we flying after niggas to the high now. Big kids better known as the Nova. Riding through the hood in the powder blue Rover. Game over when you fucking with this hood. Start attacking some attitude and hopping out of old schools. I been from the set, little nigga, who's you? Talking that funny shit to get you battered and bruised. I'm bad news, booze, cool hood, nigga. Original LC, it's what I do, nigga. Big troops on the passenger side. We're hard driving, no pertains in the backseat. Loading up the heat. It's going down, I got the call to hit my dog. Even if I be dark, if you slide through the dark. Fucking mama's on the set, this a suicide mission. And if the pins get behind us, my niggas just keep dripping. It's either us or them, so fuck the consequences. I'm from Eastside neighborhood, the
niggas we ride, flying,
dipping, tripping. All blue trucks, cuz headed on the mission.
We loaded,
over, 40 rounds of mother. Check them sipping, we slide out the niggas to the
high. We ride, flying,
dipping, tripping. Headed on the mission,
we loaded,
over, 40 rounds of mother. Catch them sipping when we slide out, we'll take them to the hideout.
But dance, you know what I'm saying? You can't help but, you know, well, gangsters don't dance, they boogie.
You can't help
but, anyway.
Yeah, no doubt. You can't help but bump, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Life is good, girl.
Life is always good, Maddie. When you have a breath that you can take, it's going to be good because it's going to be great no matter what. Even when you have them shitty days, at least you're still breathing, and you can breathe through the bullshit and get to the good shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, without further ado, let's bring on our guest of the hour. This is Mr. Mister. Hey, Mr. Mister, how are you?
What up, homie?
How you doing,
man?
Sorry about that. Can you hear me? I'm doing well. Yourself?
Yeah, you got to speak up a little bit for us.
Yeah, yes, I'm doing well. And yourself? Can you hear me now?
Man, we good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you a little better, yeah.
We're doing blessed.
Got one of them low voices.
Yeah, you got one of them low voices. You sound like you're chilled back, maxing and relaxing, dude.
Yeah,
I present my voice more.
You do what?
So tell us, you got to speak up a bit, man, or get close to the phone or something.
Yeah, but here, I hear you.
Let me take these earbuds out.
Yeah, that's what it is. Earbuds are always the culprit. You know, Fuck It Up has shitty earbuds.
Yeah, he dropped them
literally,
in the
he dropped
one,
them
man.
In the toilet.
Yeah,
he had to get them out.
We call them shitty earbuds. Yeah. And he's still using them, too.
Yeah, that's earbuds, right.
Man. So tell us about yourself, my man. Drive, is that true?
Joe?
Hello? I'm here.
His call just dropped. His call just dropped.
Oh.
He'll get back. Yeah, why don't you play a rewind? Oh, you already did, I guess, right?
Yeah, well, I can go ahead and play one of his songs while we're waiting on him to come back in.
All right, that sounds good.
That's what I'll do. So you guys, you know it's March Madness, right? Anybody following basketball?
Your ears are in
you
for
know,
delight.
There's a lot of March Madness going on. So we used to always, you know, do the tiers and the finals and all that stuff. But, yeah, anyway.
I used to take off university for 2 weeks. I didn't go to classes for 2 weeks. And my buddy and I watch. We used to go to this called the Derrick. It's a golf and country club because he had membership there. So we just sat like at the bar and just watched basketball. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks, man. I had to make up for that for real. But yeah, I was real big into March Madness, man.
You know, we used to. Our coach for the basketball team, she was my math teacher as well, and she would always give us those diagrams, you know, to pick out which ones we were going to pick and everything. And so if you won, like, you got extra credit or you didn't have to do an assignment for the day or anything like that, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was one thing I'll never forget about her. Yeah,
she's a hardcore gambler, dog, like, for real.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what she probably spent a whole salary after she got home from work just betting on the games? That's crazy. Making the students bet, that's funny, bro. Yeah.
I know. That's right. Man, that's just crazy. All right, so listen, I'm gonna put this is Mr. Taken. I'm gonna play this and then we're gonna bring him back on, you guys. This is Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. If you got your drink, sip it. If you got your smoke, smoke it. And if you don't do anything, just listen to the music, baby. Let's get it.
No doubt. Let's get it.
Yeah, you just heard Joe, Why Are the Girls Taken? This is Mr. on Playland Radio. And that's a good question we're posing today. Why are all the good girls taken by the bad guys? Caller, what's your name?
This Cakes.
And what is it that you would like to say today?
I would like to comment on today's topic because I am a good girl.
Really? Is that how you feel?
Yes, it is.
Are you a good girl?
Yes, I am a good girl.
And your man is a bad boy?
Yes. He's a...
So, tell me, why are all the good girls taken?
All the good girls are taken because we too independent. We don't take no shit. And every man needs a good backbone. I may be taking a day, but tomorrow I may not be.
You say you can't sleep for the sheep stick to you when you sigh, when you thrive, when he can't subdue you. He likes to go fast, don't last to the finish. And me, I run a marathon with both knees replenished. Yeah, that's your dude, I won't diss him to advance. Guilty beat, has no rhythm, is the reason you don't dance. Now, try to understand, hell yeah, I'm a fan. And I love to just thrash and spaz on that ass. Yeah, that still won't be a match to him, you still won't be committed. Busting feelings that you catching, gonna be deflected, I ain't with it. Is they really what you want? Say you do, but you don't. And right now you want to hunt for some prey, yet I won't fall victim to a temptress. You gotta respect this pimpin', I'm hitting you with words of wisdom. My good just be all up in ya, and you don't deserve that. Neither does he. Trust me, I see you feel justified to cheat. Really, who's zooming boo? Tell me what you gonna do. He find out, kick you out, beat that ass black and blue. Then them cops get involved, now they mad behind bars. All because you had the gall to go and cheer to the bars. And you don't deserve that, neither does he. Trust me, I see you feel justified to cheat. Gonna talk to that man, let him know what's on your mind before I decide to push his pill into mine. Been me with you in that aisle, yet you went and ventured out, came back with a child. Now the hate is not my style, but can't take this fake smile. You were my lover and my pal, that day you asked me to sit down. That changed our landscape, you love him, that's great. Leaving me, can't wait, getting married, new state. Say you need a clean state,
Heaven is a burden of a heart that's now hurting. I deserve it for the dirt, but that's my bad. Who cares if I'm mad at your wedding now, then? But won't be the best man. It just wasn't meant to be, so it's back to team me. If you're happy, then I'm happy. I just wish it was with me. Yeah, that's my fault. One day we should talk, and I'll tell you how I failed you if you promise not to scoff. Now he's your man. I won't diss him to his fans. No matter how bad, I want that old thing back.
All right, all right. Are you there?
I was feeling that track, man. Everything about that track, I was feeling. I love the background. I love the beat, the flow. I mean, that was a beautiful track. I love that track.
I agree. And I'm going to bring Mr. Mister back on because he's back. Guess who's back? Hello, Mr. Mister.
Mister. Guardian of Pride, Mr. Mister. Thank you, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm truly impressed.
I definitely appreciate
that. You have got that, and I'm not meaning nothing bad when I say this, but that old classic, you know, smooth R&B sound. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
That soul sound.
Yes, man. Yeah. That's a compliment. That's definitely a compliment.
Yeah, for sure. So you got that song. You got that voice that makes that music for that love making. You know.
Well, they say don't let the smooth taste fool you. As many aspects of Mister, but yeah, I try to be very diverse, and it seems like it's paying off.
Right.
Yeah, so, man, tell us about yourself a bit, homie.
Okay, my name's Mister Mister. Go ahead, sir.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I was just gonna say, like, yeah, where'd you start? Where you from? How old were you when you started? All that. Let the people know.
I'm Big Mister, Own a Moment Mister, the Guardian of the Pride. I'm from Augusta, Georgia. Ooh, I started a while. I'm a seasoned vet. But, you know, I'm still relevant.
Yeah,
I started over, I guess I really started taking it serious about 15, so I'm going to say about 30 years ago I actually started. Then I got myself in a situation, had to go away for a little while, came back.
Damn those situations.
Yeah. But you know what? I appreciate it. I do appreciate the situation. I do. Because like, I probably wouldn't have been here. But yeah.
Right.
Really started taking it serious again for like the last 12 years.
Okay.
I feel you.
So let me ask you something. You said you're from Augusta, Georgia. Have you lived there your whole life?
Yeah. Basically, yeah. Over 32 years, yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So when you started your music career, what got you started in it?
What got me started? It was I was always enthused and entranced by the storytelling, the rhythm, how pictures were painted, and I wanted to express that. I wanted to have an outlet to express myself like that because I'm actually bashful. I'm actually very bashful, but when performing, recording, I get to become my emotions, become my thoughts. And I like that aspect of it. So that's what got me into it.
Yeah, no doubt.
I love that you say that you loved painting the pictures because, you know, music is an art, just like art, any art. And I love the way that you described it because a lot of people know this, Mr. Mista, but I am big on acronyms, okay? And
yes,
when I was 14, I copyrighted the acronym for music, which is Man Understanding Soul Inspired Communication.
Hmm.
So that is a way for people to tell their story. And for you to say that you're bashful, you're really a shy guy, but when you're in the booth, when you're doing your music, you're able to speak everything that you want to speak about yourself and paint the picture for the world.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
Cool, huh?
You know, and that's a talent. And, you know, I used to be a ghostwriter. I still do a little ghostwriting here and there. But I started being a ghostwriter when I was 14. And I do not listen to the songs that people use my words with because I can't connect to them because it's not me singing it, number one. And I know that they're not even telling their story. It's not even a part of their soul. You see what I'm saying?
I understand. Mm-hmm. I feel that totally. Yes,
yeah.
I do.
I mean, I'll take the money
totally.
And I'll write for them. You know, but that's just, I think that's one of the most important parts of music that, you know, like I say all the time, Maddie, you know I say this all the time, that's what a lot of the new age artists have stepped over, have not done, is included that soul in the music. But Maddie and I also talked about this earlier this year. This seems to be the year that it is coming back, you know?
Mm-hmm. Let's hope so, man. I feel it, though. I feel it.
Hey, hold on one second, Maddie. Talk to him for 1 second because I got a surprise guest. Go ahead. Talk to him for a second.
All right. Yeah. Yo, that track, though. So who?
Oh, I missed him.
Oh.
Yes, man.
Okay. Who does your beats, bro? Like, do you do them yourself or do you got a boy or a girl, I mean, whatever? Because that track is crazy.
Well, that track right there, I actually purchased that off of, I forget what site that was, but I actually purchased that beat. But I have a brother-in-law, Big Tone Beats. He definitely does majority of my beats. And
no, that's cool, man.
Previously, but now, you know, I would ask Scott Records. We have in-house producers. You know, shout out to them.
Yeah.
So they'll be supplying for the new album.
Yeah, man, they're killing it. They're getting like every artist that comes on here, like, and they got. I mean, I see Hog on right now, but Ascot's been killing it, bro. Like for real. They're bringing out like all these different people from different areas of music. Anybody who don't know, check them out. Ascot Records. Because they got one of the coolest labels around right now, for sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Lions Den.
Absolutely.
We Lions. That's the pride.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Now, I'm going to say, so, like, this is 2024, and I'm asking you guys this, too. You know, we're talking about the comeback of the true essence of music, the soul, everything like that.
The real.
When do you all see it actually overtaking the bullcrap that's out right now? Like, where it's going to be on top?
Oh, we
top.
Got years, man.
You think it's going to be years?
I think, yeah, it's going to be at least it's going to be at least 3 years, at least. I think it's a good
you
start.
You think so?
And, I mean, thanks to people like run the show, Shells. Our show, we bring people out. I got a lot of comments on Twitter and in my email saying, yo, you really – I got to talk to you about that, Shells, because I got a lot of people that want to come on, even on my end. I know you usually get them, but anyways, like, yeah, you're helping out independent artists like crazy. And, like, we appreciate you, Maddie. We appreciate you and Shells. So I think it's a good start that people like us do that. And I'm saying we can see the change from even doing it in a year, right, Shells? You can see a change. But I'm telling you, it's going to be a couple more years before, more than a couple. Maybe you need take over or, like, equal. I don't know. And it depends on what people think is, you know what I'm saying? And I think as the people get older, like, I read this thing about TikTok, and, like, people aren't using it as much as they used to because the people who were 17 are, like, 21 now. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got other shit to do. So I think as people get older, they're going to recognize real, right? They're not just going to go with what their friends are listening to. They're going to find their own way. So, yeah, it's going to be a minute, but I think this year is going to start it up for real.
Yeah, I'm thinking around 26 as well. Around 26,
okay.
We'll definitely see at least 50-50 or maybe 55-45.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay.
It's taking over shows, I don't know, man. That'll be a minute, man. I said everyone's got
to
get
older.
Yeah,
I mean, at least to be on top, because I'm going to tell you guys something, okay? So I don't really, I'm not a chart watcher. You understand what I'm saying?
Neither am I.
I don't watch charts. I actually don't really even stay up with, like, who's relevant in every genre. You know,
yeah,
I'll tell you why. I don't even watch
the Grammys or the Oscars.
Well, like, I'll watch highlights. I'll tell you why. Okay. Because indie artists like Mr. here, artists like anybody that we've had on, you know, that not the mainstream ones we've had on, but the indie artists, right? Their music I connect to. I'm sorry, guys. I'm outside and a motorcycle just went down the holler, and you can hear it everywhere echo because I live in the holler. You'll hear it. Yeah. Sorry about that. Anyway, so I connect to the indie artist music better. This is what I do. I love finding new people to listen to. I love to hear new good music, and I love to hear how people tell their story. I don't want to hear
you love the grind too.
Like,
you love people like like working. You like that grind. You like the grind of indie artists. That's why I think you push the show. And like, I think that's what you really like. And, yeah, it is cool running into people that, you know, it's new stuff. And every week we have new people. It's crazy. So, yeah. But, yeah, I know. What'd you say? Whip it? What was that? That's funny.
Turn it around. I was just, like, you know, putting something
throw it around.
But, yeah.
I know. That was just funny to me.
Sorry, I had to like my voice. And the thing is, like, these stories, so we have a lot of people also that are around, and when I say older, I mean around my age, 40s, 50s.
Yeah, me
know?
Too. Yeah.
And
I'm 45, man. Yeah. I mean, 43.
Right. And I do connect with these younger artists, but, like, I see people, you know, my age that have, like, gone through life experiences. Some people have been in prison for 16 to 20 years and are just getting out. And they've got a story to tell. And some of these people coming out have a story to tell, you know. And their music is full of passion. At the same time, you've got people out here in the world that are in their own prison because you guys, your mind is your prison. You know what I'm saying? Your body is your prison. It just depends on whatever gives you that drive. You have to just want it and go for it. And these younger generation, they don't, half of them don't even want to drive anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just complacent with whatever. And that worries me.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah, that's the talk of the times, right? In everything, not just music. Like, a lot of people think that this is the last generation. You know what I'm saying? Whatever this generation is, what do they call them? Gen X or... What is it now? What's our generation now? Millennials?
Gen Z.
I'm lost. I don't even know.
No, it's not. Really, is it Z? Because it's Generation X, which I am. That's who we are, self. I'm a Gen X. And then it goes Gen Z and then Millennials, right? That's how it goes. Anyways, I don't know.
Okay, so youngest generation born from 1997 to 2013 is Gen Z.
Really? I did not know that.
Me neither.
And
I thought it was millennials for sure, but I guess.
And millennials. All right. Okay. So here. Okay, guys. It's sideways. It sells in that end. We're going to do a little sideways way here. You know, a little sideways.
Yeah, let's get it.
Okay. Right.
Because I'm kind of
interested. It says Gen Z, hold on, generations are Gen Z, millennials, Gen X, boomers, post-war, and we're world
and
shape.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Well, boomers are post-war, though. Yeah, but boomers are post-war, because my dad was a boomer, and he was born like 2 years after they all came home and said, messing with their wives from the war.
so
what are the years?
Generation X is 1965 to 1980. That's what I am. I was born in 79. Damn it! I just stepped in chicken shit. That just pissed me off. Anyway,
all right.
I've got chickens, and that's just crazy. I gotta come out and scrub tomorrow. Okay. And then millennials are 19 – wait, hold on. Millennials were born between 1981 and 1996.
Okay, got you. Well, now I know, girl. Thank you. Not know that. I knew it. Like, I just didn't know. Why would you call it, like, I don't know. Never mind.
Anyway, so, Mister, I ask everybody that comes on this show this. Mister, I ask everybody.
Yeah,
it reminds me of that show, Sister. You remember that show? Anyway.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of. But, shit, what was I going to say to you? Oh, yeah, I asked everybody that comes on the show. If you had, listen, don't let me forget it again. If you had one thing that you could eat forever, and that's it, and it has to be specific. It can't be pizza. It's got to be fucking olive with green pepper pizza or whatever. It can't be Mexican. It's got to be like a chalupa with sour cream and shit. You know what I'm saying? It has to be specific. So what would it be?
It would have to be homemade cornbread stuffing with gravy.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Homemade cornbread stuffing with gravy.
Yes, ma'am.
Damn. Okay. All right.
I knew we'd get a
good
answer from him, man. He's been around the block.
That's like,
I like that answer.
That was a specific answer. The rest of our guests need to take notes. This is how you actually answer, okay? It's specifically. And, by the way, it is Pacific with an S. I'm not saying Pacific. That's an ocean, y'all. Please start learning that. Anyway. So, let's get on to a new song, man. Yes, now that we've gone over the now that we've gone over the generations and everybody's had their lesson here on Hump Day with Shells and Maddie M. And fuck it up. Yeah, what do you think of them headlines, man? Mister, what do you think of them headlines?
Oh man, the man thought he was stealing. That was that was crazy.
That was shit, right?
Yes, man.
Can you imagine being the person that did that shit?
I'd be mad if I had to be the one checking.
People are making fun of you at work, wherever you work.
Oh, yeah, no
for
doubt.
The rest of your
for
life.
The rest of your life, man.
Yeah. I would call him I would say, well, look, it's Mr. Lookity Look. Yeah. That's going to be my nickname. All right. Well, since you were talking about cornbread and gravy, I think we should do your song Grit. How about that?
Oh,
yeah. Nice segue, girl.
I definitely got to explain that song afterwards. Yes, ma'am. Let's get into it.
I know, but it just so happened. Everybody will understand. I know what you're saying. All right, everybody, let's get it. Smoke your blunts if you got them. Drink your drink if you got it. Pour it down and let's go.
Let's get it.
Mom said, go get dad. Tell him to come down and eat. Hey, dad, wake up, dad. Wake up, mom said, come down and eat. Show him what your foodie do. She made grits. When you live your life above the rim, you slam. Introvert aware of who I am. Days of old, my strip of old was grams. Bedroom consists of rock and fame. Kind heart, that heart with each betrayal. Open book, the paragraph they tell. Corpse written with hidden stars to smell. Dead stripping, I'm filling up some pale. Mutant side, but really wanting to scream. Woke for hope resides in dreams. Peasant who rise as king. Big faith, sight unseen. Actions that could have gotten me killed. Now my hair reflective of what it is. Hot stepper when it comes to my kids, unshakable how the foundation is built. Wait, been through it all, had to brawl in the middle. Went through a paw, had to draw me a wicker. Guess he wasn't all what he saw, my nigga. Hang from a tree, crawl in the window. Choices that they give, but we let him though. Deep place just yet edible. Where blacks or life is a free throw. And the aim don't miss far as we go. Sword in the brown and your smile ain't misleading. Put lie on the line now, I got the snake seething. Rattled in the battle, cut tooth, now I'm teething. High cool, who big brain, Bobby Heenan. Bloodline strong, just blame it on the semen. That's a hot line, yeah, y'all think I'm reaching. Your plate's getting cold, you should really start eating. Eternal flame flow, I'll never need re-eating.
All I want.
Don't brandish. Google if you need an understanding. Them bullets know exactly where they landing. Tell Odyssey made to start planning. For Lord knows mama can't handle it. Damn it, the braids in the pantry. Oop, there goes my sandwich. Try not to shed tears, yet the dam breaks. The blood of a love compels me. When a demon takes shape, it's the morals I taint. One of y'all Christians gotta shield me. Salute who I'm not, no average. You get cold far from me, not cabbage. There's a hair in this race and the pace that he pace. Damn that wacky wabbit. It's about force of our habit. We're with the Lord before we get to grab it. The jury was winning when it happened. I give y'all seconds to grasp it. Truth gets stretched, it's elastic. Lies recycled, it's plastic. In the traffic, jump gymnastic. Put your gun down, bet you get your ass kicked. Right now my flow's unenthusiastic. Rhyming each word with the last one. Them faces look similar in the casket. What I'ma do, don't even ask it. All I wanna do is make it home safe. God, could you please spare more grace? Before they see me when I enter the hallway. And my kids gonna find out the hard way. I'll be forgotten once the black heart's far away. Slant about a picture that they gon' paint.
All I
in the mountain.
All I want, that's all I want.
I agree, man. I love that piano. I love that song.
Oh, you kill every
piano person.
Perfectly for your sound. I think it's hard to do that to a lot of rappers, but yeah, man, you killed it again.
Thank you. Yes, I definitely pick out tracks that I could become a part of. It definitely has to speak to me. I won't write and listen
anybody
to
all I want. I'm going to be hearing that all the time, man. I'll be singing that.
That's funny.
So I heard this earlier, right? And
yes, ma'am.
Maddie, you know how I am with piano, how much I love beats with piano. Hog knows. He knows, too. Anybody that's done music with me, you know, my GMG family, they all know I love piano. And I love any beat that has piano in it.
Yes,
but the whole thing is catchy. You know, just go, all I want. You can just hear it, you know?
That song came about actually when I first met Hulk. He had a radio station, and I would always crack jokes about a female butt looking like grits in the morning. And then when I would be off the phone with Hulk, I would be walking around the house just playing around with that hook that made it onto the song. And around about the time I actually recorded the song, it was a lot of the riots and whatnot. And then I saw a lot of the gang activities or people wanting to call themselves gangs, killing each other, the younger generation. And
right.
I realized being older that it's very important for me to make it home at night. To be there in the morning for my kids to see me, I need to be home and be a protective provider for my family. So aside from anything else I may want in this world, the thing I want the most is to come home at night and wake up to my family in the morning. So that's why I wrote the song like that. And it went from something funny to something meaningful. And I put some Easter eggs in there, you know, that's what I like to do.
Right. As a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you should do, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That's what you should do. So, Maddie? Where did Maddie go?
I don't know.
Okay. It dropped. Maddie dropped. Anyway, so I'm sitting there talking to him. So, let me ask you something. How long were you away from home?
Total 8.5.
Oh, yeah?
8.5 years. Yes, ma'am.
Man. I think it's Maddie?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Hello?
You're back.
Okay,
I hear
good,
you.
Man. I don't know what's going on my end, man. My shit's fucked up, so I had to put my speakers off. I called in like 3 times. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I was just asking him how long he was away. That's a long time. But you have,
you
learn from it, man. And you're out here. You know what I'm saying? You learn from it, and now you're just wanting to do what you got to do in life to have life. You know.
Yes, ma'am. It definitely built character, you know, like everything we go through in life, it builds character. You can't let it break you. Just learn
yeah.
and then move forward.
Yeah,
for sure. Maddie, I wanted to hear what I was hearing what you said a little bit, but I ain't going to lie. The fucking a raccoon came down, and it kind of, like, scared me a little bit. I wasn't ready for it.
Yo,
so,
repeat what
you said.
Mr. Miss, do you hear what I said about your song, Will? At least?
No.
The last track? Oh, so I must have cut the fuck out then. Okay, anyways, I just wanted to, I said that you have a way of picking beats perfect. You kill every beat that you're on. And so your way of picking beats, and it's not easy for every artist to find what works for them in terms of background noise, right? And it sounds like you found a perfect, you killed the last two beats, man. Last two tracks are crazy. I mean, everything's perfect in your delivery on top of these beats, and the beats are dope. I think you did really good, man.
You.
I'm much impressed by you. Real talk.
Thank you, thank you. I definitely appreciate that. When I say that, I really mean that because I feel like I pay special attention to certain details, and if anybody who can recognize that, I mean, they really listened. So I do appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure.
Appreciate you for that. Honestly, I'm gonna be listening to that your music more often. Trust me, man. You got to be one of the greatest guys we've had on here, greatest artists for real.
Oh wow! So,
this is what I'm saying about. I don't listen to a whole lot of mainstream because see I bring on every week. I hear. I think I've had, and I'm gonna keep it real. I've only had like two people on the show that I didn't really like their shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But
other than that,
it's like there's so much talent out there. And so, you know, actually, let's bring on Hog real quick. Let's bring on a caller real quick. What's up, Hog?
Boss, Hizzle, my nizzle, got in the building.
My brother, El Presidente.
What up? Shout out to the guardian of the pack, man.
You know.
Hi, Hog.
What's good, man? Shout out to my boy, Mr. Man. When I met Mr. Man, he, like you said, back in the days, I was doing radio. And he sent me a track called Fake Shaking. And I fell in love with the track. You know, that was cool. But when I got to know Mr., when I got to know the husband he is, the father he is, that really, you know, sealed our bond and our connection. And we became brothers. And we've been building for a long time. But when I started Ascot, I didn't really think to approach him because he's so seasoned, you know. I'm like, what could I really offer Mr., you know what I'm saying? So when Mr. came at me and said, hey, I want y'all to do my last album, man, that was an honor to me. So shout out to Mr. for riding with Ascot.
Shout out to my brother for allowing me to.
That's
my brother right there. I love that man right there.
I love his ass too, his crazy ass.
Ah, man, y'all making me blush.
Maddie.
No, but man, look out for hoes, man. History of Violence, Mister. We dropping it May 30th, and we trying to do a big, man. We trying to have a good summer, man. So look out for the Ascots tearing up this summer, y'all.
The pride, that's right.
Oh, you will. You will.
Oh, assets.
Yeah, you will.
So, listen, guys. Here's a question for you. Okay? Y'all ready?
We ready.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, get it.
All right. If you have five toes, but it's, if something has five toes, but it's not your foot, what is it?
Five toes, but it's not your foot. Somebody else's foot?
Right, my foot. My foot, yeah.
Yeah, you got to take my foot up your ass.
Yeah, I was going to say, my foot of your ass.
Oh,
so I got to tell you all a real funny story real quick, man. So you all know that Amanda's cool boy, right? And we were getting his birthday party together. And Peanut, the comedian Peanut, I don't know if you know him or not, but he freaking was hosting the birthday party. And I sent everybody around, you know, they have these crazy filters where it can, like, it looks like you have glasses and crazy ears and you're holding up a sign and you can type whatever you want that sign to say. And mine said, fuck you, that is all. And I sent that to everybody. And man, he sent me, he came back, he was like, what you mean, fuck you? What you talking about? I was like, man, I wasn't like being rude or nothing. Well, I found out several people do not have a good sense of humor because I got a few phone calls. And I was like, well, okay. I was like, what do you think I'm going to say when I get off the phone now? Just remember that video right there. Right there. Yeah. Anyway, that shit was funny. All right. Hog, as always, thank you for listening, man. Ascot Records.
No doubt.
Shout out to our promotional director, Phil.
Hell yeah.
Big shout out.
That bitch is something else. Shout out, Phil. I think you deserve to hit a blunt. Yeah. All right. Love you guys. I'm going to put you back on into listening. We're going to get to some more music, man. Fuck the bullshit. All right. So, Mr. Mister.
Yes, ma'am.
The next song you want to play? I tell you which one I'd like to go with because it's an executive decision.
Oh, that's, yeah. Let's go with that.
Let's go with that. Remember, mute up your phone and then unmute when we're done playing. Maddie Matt.
Yes, ma'am.
Maddie.
Yo.
Happy hump day.
Yay, yay.
Brand new mister. Mister, mister. Brand new mister, mister. On the moment. When you hear the laugh, you know it's mister. The legend. But when you hear the laugh, it's too late.
Executive decision, I made a choice. Any distress in my tone will deploy. The bill I had to destroy. The boss I had to employ. Stand the beat when I lie down. To the dose of my wrecks outside now. My bitch got a bitch in our house. They both getting thick on our couch. In the kitchen, flour and fish, salt and pepper. You just a pinch. That's how you step when you dive in they shit. When dealing with moisture, you're bound to cave in. My body so you think you're untouchable. I can show you what a couple of these cutters do. Bruns fluctuate every time I buckle you. Disappointed every time she fucks with you. Sagittarius or Pisces. Ooh, I think she like me. This skins are men's inviting. Black fishing caught me a whiting. Find a hole, watch the blow back. Fireman Wayne play retro. Dads and corrupt on death row. Murder was the case, they had no proof. Knife on the roof, shoot dilute. Hey, shot, chest, shot, thing blue. That pump in the trunk, not near you. Kiddish ass nigga, you guy you. Hell what they say they gon' buy too. Mike Moonwalk, I'ma glide too. If levels in the water, I'ma die too. Fuck your brigade, it's a drive-through. Drinking all red, but not dime move. Glitz be screaming, I'm Jairo. You ain't bulletproof, you can die too. No need to look around, I'm inside you. Mouthpiece on you's a wise dude. But that pride when you die, God gon' deny you. Set at heaven gates, let's pride fool. Why those from inside I you. Taboo Tony is a nickname. Beat a bitch stroke with the dick game. I ain't really shit like shit things. You ain't really shit what you saying.
Stop. Wait a minute, what'd he say? Run that back, mister. You heard what he said? Did you hear what he said? Rewind. Brand new mister. Mr. Mister, brand new Mr. Mister, on the moment. When you hear the laugh, you know it's Mr. The legend. But when you hear the laugh, it's too late.
Executive decision, I made a choice. Any distress in my tone was deployed. The bill I had to destroy, the boss I had to employ. Stand the beat when I lie down, to the dose of my wrecks outside now. My bitch got a bitch in our house, they both getting thick on our couch. In the kitchen, flour and fish, salt and pepper, you just a pinch. Step by step when you dive in they shit. When dealing with moisture, you're bound to cave in. My body so you think you're untouchable, I can show you what a couple of these cutters do. Blood fluctuate every time I buckle you, disappointed every time she fucks with you. Sagittarius or Pisces, ooh, I think she likes me. This skins are men's inviting, black fishing caught me a whiting. Find a hole, watch the blowback. Fireman Wayne play retro. Dads and corrupt on death row. Murder was the case, they had no proof. Snipe on the roof, shoot dilute. Hey, shot, chest, shot, thing glue. That bump in the trunk, not near you. Kiddish ass nigga, you got you. Hell, what they say they gon' buy too. Mike Moonwalk, I'ma glide too. If love was in the water, I'ma dive too. Fuck your brigade, it's a drive-through. Drinking all red, but not dime move. Blitz be screaming, I'm Ja Rule. You ain't bulletproof, you can die too. No need to look around, I'm inside you. Mouthpiece on you, you's a wise dude. But that pride when you die, God gon' deny you. Set at heaven gates, let us pride fool. Why those from it inside, I you. Taboo Tony is a nickname. Beat a bitch stroke with the dick game. I ain't really shit like shit stains. You ain't really shit what you saying.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it.
So,
I love it.
I got it. Hey.
Thank you.
I listened to that song earlier. I love your flow. I got to bring freaking OG Mac Drama on. He's going to tell on me. I'm going to bring him on. He wants to come in and say hello.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is OG Mac Drama. I'm actually in Taiwan, in Asia, with my family. My son is speaking before. He represents the International Coalition of Students for the UN. So we all flew out here to support him. He's in Switzerland. And he goes to the University of Geneva, by the way. And what I want to say is, who's that artist that was just rapping?
That's me, Mr.
Where you from, man?
Augusta, Georgia.
Are you a Damu?
No.
Okay. Oh, but you show some love, because I'm a Damu. So I'm the one about to the East Coast. Like I said, South Woo already. You know, but check this out. That song was filthy, man. I like it. Now, this call is costing me money, so I just want to shout out Maddie and Shelly. And Shelly, I apologize. I was in the green room cussing. I was like, what the fuck, you ain't bring me on stage? I don't care if you're talking to God. Get that nigga a hoe. I'm sorry, Jim. I forget to press one. My bad. I've been giving Shelly a hoe. What'd you say, man?
Said, I'm guessing since you're in Taiwan, there ain't going to be no show tomorrow, no power talk.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing my show. Check this out. Taiwan is in blanket. It's like, when you're in Beijing, you can't get no... Can't get no social media instead of Chinese control shit. We went to the Forbidden City. That's what you should picture. But check this out. So there's a lot of people from other countries up in here. And so, you know, I was out there by my, while I'm saying that, playing some music. Why did this Indian bitch gonna tell me turn my music down? Not in a nice type of way. I said, look here, bitch. You got wearing motherfucking horse nose, wearing ass. I said, man, don't give me slurping. Matter of fact, slurp on these nuts.
See,
I can't hit a woman, but I will rarely slay a woman with my tongue. And
oh, my God.
She's an Indian, had nothing to do with it. She could have been white, black. I would have called her out wherever she was. So anybody from India, I love y'all. Kim Chow, Najama Saruche, but this bitch, she needs to check herself. You feel me? He squares again out. Anyway, enjoy your show. Y'all know me. I'm radical. I'm brazy. I'm just like that. Oh, shout out Vita Ruler. Ithaca gave all their artists over, like, these chains. Because over, like, they have diamonds in them. They're like about $1,000 each and about 90 diamonds in there. The brothers at Ithaca, they billionaires, by the way. I think they got a label this as a tax write-off. Because Meek Mills and no one else blew. V was already blowing up from me and from Kid E, you know? So anyway, shout out Rita Ruler. And I love y'all. I'll see you when I get back. But program the show tomorrow. What's your name? Shelly. And tomorrow we got Banging on Racks. Featuring the homie Snoopy Badass and what's the Crip homie name? It's my brother too. Anyway, I forgot him. I'm faded. I'm drunk. Anyway, I'll send you the information tomorrow by email, not tonight. It's Thursday here already. It's Thursday in the morning here already. You know what I mean? So I'm in the future. Y'all in the past. Yeah. Y'all on Wednesday. I'm in the future. Bow down. All right, later.
Yo, later, homie.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. OG Mac Drama. Yeah.
Yep.
So, all right. I am liking your flow, man. I like your music. I'm glad that you're on Ascot Records. I'm glad that you're doing, you say this is it. This is the final straw, huh?
Yeah, as far as full length projects, yeah, the final album. But I will be dropping the singles.
Hogs are tired.
Well, you know where to drop them first.
Yeah. I just thought that was funny. You all will never get out of music, but I feel you. I understand as a project. I understand that. But I could see you still doing features and stuff.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, ask God, maybe fall back in love with it.
You know who you kind of remind me of? I'm going to do a sideways rewind, another one, because I'm going to play a song from a guest that we've had on before. And,
yes, ma'am.
I want to see if you know who this is. Maddie.
Hi.
I want you to think about who he reminds you of, kind of in a way. His manner. I bet you already know. Yeah, I bet you do. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to play it.
Picture down.
All right. I'm going to play it, y'all. Let's get it. And then I'll tell you who it is at the end of it. All right. It's Sideways. It's spelled to Maddie M, y'all. Let's get it.
Young boy say, hey, OG, what would it sound like if you done a record with us? I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, watch me shoot my jumper, if I miss rebound, block out rebound, hustle rebound, just rebound, I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, watch me shoot my jumper, if I miss rebound, block out rebound, hustle rebound, just rebound. Suck MCs, call me sire. To burn my kingdom, you must use fire. My loud is strong, but my rap game higher. And won't stop rocking till I retire. Boys bump me like powder, and they say I get power. A Bowling Green swagger, Vito's just banner. My wrist deal, my time, prince of my revolution. If I write in cursive, it'll come out acoustic. Winos hit me rap, gotta hit the bottle. I live rap. Kentucky head honcho, the league is lightning. Ain't no need to wonder, this is V-I-T-O, Rap Gambino, cut of a different texture, but you gon' feel me. I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, watch me shoot my jumper, if I miss rebound, block out rebound, hustle rebound, just rebound. I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, watch me shoot my jumper, if I miss rebound, block out rebound, hustle rebound. My hustle pretty, like a Girl Scout cookie. Greek freak in the paint, watch what I do to it. You better pledge allegiance and respect my lines. I lock at my door, you in the room with a lion. And I ain't lying, and boy I ain't playing. My will change minds, Michael Jordan, at least Scottie Pippen. What that mean? Without me, ain't no winning. I specialize in three things: wine, weed, and women. The phrase of my life is Jesus living. I'ma shoot my jumper. I'ma shoot my jumper. I'ma shoot my jumper. Watch me shoot my jumper. If I miss, rebound. Block out, rebound. Hustle, rebound. Just rebound. I'ma shoot my jumper. I'ma shoot my jumper. I'ma shoot my jumper. Watch me shoot my jumper. If I miss, rebound. Block out, rebound. Hustle, rebound. Just rebound.
What's your thoughts on that? That's Big V of Nappy Roots, y'all.
I like his voice. It's a mixture between Scarface and Bone Crusher. I like his little tone. I like that tone.
Yeah, no, he cool, man. He's super cool, that guy.
Yeah. So I kind of think that you're all tones alike a little bit. You know what I mean? Like you're.
Yeah. Sure.
I could see it. I definitely could see it.
Right.
I could see it, honestly. Made for a crazy song, but I could definitely see it.
Yeah. So he Big V of Nappy Roots. Everybody knows Nappy Roots. Gonna have a good day.
Right.
All my words gonna stay wet. You know that song? So
that would be the taller one with the afro.
No, Big B, he's a bad shaved head, man.
Yeah, if he still has the afro.
Oh, really?
He's a big dude. I have to look. He's bald. I think his head is shaved, man. But I have to look.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's a cool dude. He has a dispensary where he lives, and he grows mushrooms for microdosing, like legally. Yeah. And he's coming back in the music scene. Like, he never left, but he raised his kids. He was a single dad, raised his kids, and then now he's coming back to the music. But, you know, he's got his business and shit.
Yeah, applaud him for that, definitely.
Yeah, there's never an age to stop in hip hop, man.
Yeah, age is crazy, and I refuse to let anybody age me out.
No kidding. That's why, man. You got to keep sticking around, bro. Your music's way too good, way too good. Like Shell said, man, we don't think you're ever gonna stop, anyways. You can tell yourself that, but nah, you won't.
Yeah, Hog told me he retired.
No, me and Hog gotta get one in.
I can still get him on a song. I bet you anything I could. Well, I don't bet anything, but yeah, I bet I'd be close enough to say I could probably. Yeah, I can make him some biscuits and freaking something, whatever he wanted me to cook, and he would do it. He likes that food. Yeah. Anyway, plus we do good music, you know what I'm saying? Him and Spook and I did a song in Vegas, but I love that he loves music too, and I think it's cool that he's got a radio station personality, you know what I mean?
Yes, man.
But,
yeah.
He started back when OG Mac Drama did, Maddie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of crazy, isn't it? You guys, you know what I love about Wednesday?
What's that?
It's because it's motherfucking the middle of the week. And we've almost made it through a week of craziness again. I like the weekends because my show comes on Sundays. I can't wait to see it. So I'm hooked on this show called The Way Home. You all probably ain't watched it. It's a Hallmark show. But
yeah, I've seen
it's about have you seen commercials for it? It is such a cool, it's a cool freaking show. I really like it.
You're so cute.
And
yeah,
so I look forward to it every Sunday. It's about this pond that is like a time traveling pond, and it's just got a crazy storyline. It's on a farm, you know what I mean? And this girl, she grew up on the farm with her mom and her dad and her brother, and she lost her brother when he was little. And then when she got older, her she moved back there. Like, she left, came back, and all this stuff. And when she came back, her daughter fell in the pond, and she started time traveling. And then she went in the pond, and they found out that she actually didn't lose his her brother. Like, he's back in, like, the 1800s. And it's just crazy. It's a good show. Anyway. Shout out
The
Way
so
Home.
Homeboy goes back to the 1800s. Like, he goes back.
She finds him in the 1800s, and he's grown. He's a grown man in the 1800s. But he's like skimming off boot. He's skimming off the British's scotch. Off of a already book that's already stolen, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a crazy whole thing. It's a crazy, it's pretty insane. Yeah, but I'm hooked to that show, so I can't wait. Every Sunday, 9 p.m. I'm watching that.
Yeah, now you're home to see it too, in your own house.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So that was Big V of Nappy Roots, y'all. Now we're going to get back to the guest of the hour. So where's one place you want
your
to travel to?
Your ears are in for delight.
One place I like to travel to? That's a good question. I will say maybe Venezuela. Yeah.
Venezuela. Maddie, have you been to Venezuela? Mad.
No, and I was about to say that's a very specific pick, just like his pick for food, man. I like a good guy who knows what he wants. But no, I've never been, though. I've never been there.
Mm-hmm. I haven't either. Yeah. I would like to go to Ireland. I'd like to go to Ireland.
Yeah.
I've probably never been there.
And there's a
I
place
drink a lot,
in Japan that I like to go.
Yeah, I never leave.
Maybe you're partaking in marijuana over there. Count me in.
That's what I'm doing. Rationale. You know, the best read I ever had was called Walter Cronkite. And I got it in Colorado. When it first became legal, you know, out in Colorado. So on your birthday in Colorado, you used to be able to go to all the stores, and they would give you a blunt, or they'd give you a box of gummies, or they would give you a THC drink, or they'd give you dabs or wax or whatever. And I can remember, like, it was a total of, like an ounce and a half. A whole bunch of shit for free for my birthday. We had to pay a penny because they legally couldn't give it to you. You legally had to pay for it, so they charged you a penny.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Birthday.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'll post that video later so everybody can see what I'm talking about. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, your book, Upside Down, Jobways. We're on all that shit. You can always get Maddie at maddiemanagement.com or maddiemanagement.com or maddiemanagement@gmail.com. He's also on Twitter or X or whatever. And then as is Sideways with SM. And y'all know that you can remember S&M. So don't even try like you can't. So, Sideways, S&M.
Yeah, so what's yours, man? What's your social media?
You can find me on YouTube at Mr. Mister, Facebook, Mr. OTM. I also have a couple platforms with my wife, Misting Cakes. Presents and Missing Cake Reacts on YouTube. We also have Marriage and Marijuana on YouTube, Missing Cakes
nice.
On TikTok. Yes,
Man, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool like that.
You guys can Google hashtag ShellHigh, ShellHigh. The hashtag and ShellHigh, just put it in your Google search engine and I will come up. You'll see my Instagram, my Facebook, all that stuff. You'll see the pictures. You'll be able to follow it. It's real easy. It's just hashtag ShellHigh.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when you like this ugly. So, all right. So now I'm getting ready to play another one of your songs.
Would they happen to be HOV, the first single? Or did you have something else in mind?
I've got Maddie, Finale, L.O.B.
H.O.V.
I don't have H.O.V. I've got No Play.
Oh, that's probably
That may be it. I think that's it.
All right. Let's get it. This is Mr. Mister.
Yeah. Let's get it.
Hit the lights. I'm ready to step on all these roaches. Psychosis. Use caution when approaching, little dude. You ain't shrewd enough. You just suited up. Slide through in that U-Haul truck. Make sure your noodles cook. Block breaker, only my maker can make me move. Lie smooth, I ain't got nothing to prove. Bandana wrapped around my wrist, no I ain't gang. He touched mine, I touched his, we bought our suits the same day. Thinking I'ma let it slide, you must never met me. Mouth speak kind, words dance, says don't vex me. Last person got the best of me, really got the best of me. I gave that nigga's eulogy, his kid mother still cool with me. Big mister, big balls, big provider. Man amongst men I lead, never follow. I spot niggas holding nuts on they own man. Trying to calculate from his face, is this bitch trans? Reckless with the wordplay, barking for attention. Find them in them old bits, an honorable mention. You're about to witness, hold up, don't forget this. Bet not see no fear in your eyes, handle your business. Quarantine over, tell them boys to come outside. And no, it ain't the check, matter of fact, where's my mind? Simple as a simple does, don't know what's with cuz. But a couple of these uppercuts will make them straighten up. Moist chest, flexing how you flexing with a moist chest. Knowing that your wrist broke, hope you don't take me for joke. Smoke, tell me what is that, do it come in stacks? I'm saying if it isn't that, then take that smoke on back. Get your ass around here, dreams they get drowned here. We preach life, but each night we embrace the sound that's found here. Sleep, tell me what is that, do it come in sacks? If it don't come with a deposit slip, then take that sleep on back. You wanna never mind me, think I ain't telling how it is. For these poses like our souls, if we don't up them, we get killed. In the middle of the street, Paw Patrol sniffing ram the spill. So I'm keep batting like three Latin until God tells me to chill. Rail spinner, what they step up, but so many claim to. And I ain't vouch for none of them, cause vouching is a lame move. You gon' be wearing a halo, cause my vouching ain't gon' save you. You ain't fool.
Thank you. That's actually the first single, HOV. I forgot to change the title.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay. I understand now.
Yes,
I thought
ma'am.
I was slacking
HOV.
On my job.
No, ma'am. That's me. Yeah, HOV stands for History of Violence.
Okay.
I like how every song is something, right, Shel? Like, you listen to it, and there's actually meaning to it. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And a lot of your ad-libs, and there's a lot of references in your music that I like. They're like Easter eggs, you know what I mean? It's cool to see them, to find them. No, man, you're just an amazing artist. Just keep doing what you do. This year is going to be your year, bro.
I definitely appreciate it. And I definitely am. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you are.
We appreciate that.
Nice.
He sounds like he's high right now,
like,
too.
Yeah, so are you, Shel.
Oh, I know.
Going so, Shel, but you got to give it to Shel, man. She's been hell and back the last 2 months, so let her get fucked up.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm not sure what's going on, but definitely welcome back. Welcome back, Shel.
Man, I'm just being able to smoke weed in the hospital, y'all. They gave me THC pills. I threw such a fit. I was like, dude, I need my THC for real. Like, I don't care if it's just the tiniest amount. Them pills ain't nothing compared to what I smoke, but it will help relax me a little bit, you know, because that's what I used to, like, I have. You talk about anxiety, shit.
Fucking,
yeah.
Right? I that shit for you. Like, when they put me in jail, I have to, like, go and tell them, look, like, oh, it's Friday? Shit. You know what I mean? It's Friday evening. You better have something for tomorrow or Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Like, you better have something. But their shit's weak, dog. And it's freezing, it's fucked up. Yeah, you go through withdrawals when you go through stuff and use it as much as you do. It doesn't matter what it is, like smoking, weed, liquor, crack, you know what I mean? Like, you go through shit, you get used to something. They owe it to you. It's their job. They can't just let someone, like, fade out like that. They can't have withdrawals on top of all the surgery you had and everything. They have to give you stuff. I'm really glad you never told me they gave you that, which is good. I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, no, because, you know, see, here's the situation. So the doctor, I feel like if I say her name, it's like Voldemort and freaking Harry Potter, because she was so mean. And anyway, she freaking came in as I came back from surgery, and she was like, so we're decreasing your pain medicine. And I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, dude, I just got out of surgery. Like, they literally disconnected my jaw and laid it down and then worked on it and put it back together. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just crazy.
Yeah.
And, like, you talk about pain. And they sanded it and sawed it and all that shit. Freaking, she was like, oh, well, I'm decreasing your medicine. And she's like, I'll give you something right now, but you better not ask for nothing the rest of the night. So the whole night, I can take pain, y'all. I'm not a sissy. I held my own back together when I went to the hospital when it busted open. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it ripped 16 inches. I held my back together and went to the hospital. So, like, I can take it. And I walked around with my jaw broke for 3 weeks. But this, I could not freaking take. And I was, like, screaming in pain, like, please, just fucking, I don't care what you do. It doesn't have to be narcotic. It doesn't have to be a painkiller. You can put me to sleep, freaking whatever. I can't take it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't hardly swallow. Well, the nurse kept trying to get the doctor to come, and they wouldn't come. And that morning they came in, and they freaked out because the surgeon team came in. They saw me. They were like, oh, my God. And they ran out the door and came back. They had a whole kit. It's an intubation kit. That's what they do. Like, if they have to intubate somebody at bedside, they have to bring them in where they put a breathing tube on you. Okay? That shit's scary. And freaking, and they took my ice cream and threw it because I was trying to eat some ice cream to make my throat feel better. It hurts so bad. You know what I mean? I couldn't hardly swallow. And I kept just trying to swallow. And freaking, they came in and freaking called OR and was getting ready to take me to OR. And I had told the nurse all night, like, the doctor just needs to get in because I have Addison's disease. I need steroids. My body doesn't have steroids. That's why I'm blowing up like this. Like, while I'm swelling and hurting so bad. You know what I mean? Like, I need steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to, they're wanting to intubate me and all this shit. And the anesthetist that came in listened to me, and he was like, you need to go get her some IV steroids right now. And they dosed me 2 times and freaking Benadryl me and all that shit. And I finally started being able to breathe. But, like, I was in severe fucking pain. And I just think it was really mean of a doctor, any doctor that's out there, and you have a patient that's going through something like that, you shouldn't be a doctor if you don't actually pay attention.
After surgery, saying I'm going to reduce your meds, that's the dumbest shit I ever heard in my life.
Yeah, the surgery team came in and said it was stupid. Like, why did they do that?
Yeah.
But they can't change it. Only the hospitalists can. They called in pain management because, you know, I have pain. I have chronic pain. I do. So I take medicine, but I take medicine like I'm supposed to take medicine. And they freaking have to change it when something happens. So they call a pain doctor in and tell the team what would work for you, right? Because you're in acute pain plus your regular pain. Well, they wouldn't even do what that doctor said. They did it for 1 day and then stopped it.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't even do the full thing of what they said. So why did you even call in a doctor and waste my money calling in a specialist that you're not even going to listen to? You know what I'm saying? I have insurance, but still, that's stupid. Anyway, there's just a lot of mean people out there in that world. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better, or at least on a road to it.
I was a nurse for 15 years, man, before I got sick, and I can't stand to see people treated not nice. You know what I mean? I don't care who you are. You deserve to be treated right. Period.
Yeah, fact.
And it was only her that was like that. That was what was crazy. But anyway, so let's go on. Let's bring on another caller real quick. Miss Nightingale came to show her support. What's up, Miss Nightingale?
Hey, what up, girl?
Hello. Hello.
Hey.
How you been?
What's up, Label Mate?
Hi. Hi, Maddie. Hi, Shell. Mr. Miss in the house. Guardian.
What's up, Nightingale?
Oh, I love it. Isn't he amazing? Isn't his voice amazing? The way he even talks. He's got the smoothest voice. Yeah, I'm so happy to be here and represent Ascot Records. I feel the same way that Mr. Mister does. So thankful and grateful, you know, in this day and age, and when everybody's trying, I just feel really, really close to him already. We've never met, but I'm coming, huh? Huh, Mr. Mister? I'm coming to Georgia.
Man.
Honey, the Nightingale Nicole will fly to Georgia and just flutter. You don't even know. Oh, I'm excited.
Love the energy, love the energy. Hey, we appreciate you listening. How are you liking the show? Pretty dope.
Oh, the show is fun. Well, honey, you coming through everything I've seen you come through. You have people like Maddie, like he says, like you guys have never met, but that's your support system. Again, like, it was really a great show. And, Mr., this music, where set up the shows. Because I just want to see you say you're a seasoned vet. I feel like I am. And, you know, we need to throw some of this old school, this is how you do it, you know. I just feel like Ascot brings that. They really, really have something special in all of us. Hog and Spook and Honey, you know the real Honey coming. Dirty South.
Yes, man.
That's my sister. But it's about that camaraderie, the Lions Den, like he said, a real team, and we're players. Yeah, I like to play.
Man.
Hi, Maddie. And what about my guy in the background? Remember when you played my song? I'm so grateful to Shells and Maddie too. You know, there wouldn't really be a Nicole Gobert. Remember that first day I was so nervous, Shells, you asked me how to say my name, and people can say Gobert because that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
But you guys really kind of popped it off for me interview-wise, and I just am really grateful to you guys, too.
Oh,
you have a wonderful
that.
Show. I just remember that because you played my song for the first time. Of course, I cried through the entire time you were playing it. But it's just, it's people like Mr. Mista and you guys and again, I feel really grateful, you know, to have my single out right now, Too Late Now. It's spinning really good. I have kind of a country, I can get big, you know, in my voice. And I got one called Renegade that's spinning. I'm just really trying. I have a lot of passion. So
girl,
I love
you
guys.
You're not trying. You're doing. You're not.
Yeah, I love
definitely
that.
Great. Definitely doing.
Yeah.
Definitely doing.
You're doing. See, you know,
great voice.
You know,
great artist.
Girl, since you're calling in and you're on the line, I think we should play Too Late Now. That's what I think.
Oh,
yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, it's
It's
not too late now to play it.
Right. Yeah. So you guys, we're gonna get this. We're gonna mute up. Make sure you all mute up when we play and unmute when we're done. But this is Nicole Gobert, right?
Oh.
Too Late Now, right here on Sideways with Shells and Maddie Ann. Let's get it.
Boy, I love you, but my heart is just being torn out every time you come back. You had your chance, and I love you, but it might be too late. It might be too late now. Oh,
Night and you.
That voice. That voice.
Why?
That's
you guys, I was crying the whole time. Oh my God.
That's that work. That's that work.
That work together, man. You guys got to get it something down soon. I think you guys would complement each other perfectly. It'd be dope. But God, Nicole, your voice is crazy. Yo, how's Montana weather? What's it like that over there?
It's sunny. It's not even snowing. I'm telling you, whatever you got up there, it's the same. But it's kind of cold. But I'm ready to be set free. You see, I'm so ready. I have
no
to be
doubt.
Set free to sing these songs. I gotta get with Mr. Mister.
Oh,
do you
well,
hear his
yeah,
voice in my beard? We'll get together. That's why I'm coming to Georgia. You be ready. Because I be fluttering. Yeah, yes. I need Maddie in the audience for inspiration.
Okay, I got you.
But yeah, I love that song. I know Nightingale is too crazy. I got talons. I just be swooping up. I need a flock, Maddie. I got Ascot is really doing things. Ascot Apparel. I mean, people, you can see that it's just a rocket ship because there's a passion behind the music. That's the work. And like I said, the OT, Mr. being somebody that really knows those steps to what is radio ready, what people want to listen to, telling those stories. I've got weird, kooky things about me. You know, I play instruments. I'm ready to be like Lizzo. She's bringing out her flute, you know, on stuff. I play the clarinet. Let's go. I'll be Squidward.
Yay.
And it's just
I play the flute
like
and the clarinet. But we talked about that. I don't do reed instruments anymore.
You don't like a reed? I love a reed. I would suck.
Yeah. I like the piccolo.
Cute. I can see you, Shel, with the piccolo right now.
Yeah, I can play a piccolo.
Okay, let's just get, we're coming old school. Like you said, it's old school right now. Everybody's telling the truth. Bring out the instruments. Somebody playing the triangle, play it. Let's go. I'll beat on a pot and can. You know, that's the kind of thing that Spook and Hog are looking for, that eclectic, those people that really have those kind of, that skill level. That Honey writes, like, these amazing bars in her songs that yeah. It's things like that are sticking out. Mr. The passion. I'm so hungry. Like I said, you let me out of the cage to sing any of my songs, you know, I'm eating up the stage. Like, literally, they're gonna have to shut me down. The audience will be gone and I'll just be up there still singing. So that's where I'm at. I'll go to the. You can see it too, can't you, Maddie?
I'm so upset. I'm like, girl, we're getting kicked out of here. I'm the last one. Let's get the fuck out of here, man.
No, I'll be in the dressing room singing. It's the kind of thing that I know that I was meant to do and tell my story. I've got a lot of passion for civil rights and just saving the world. I feel like if you let me out, Montana, I just was more receptive. Like I said, Renegade, I'm trying to really spin here, and people are receptive other places, but I think, like we talked about this on my interview, it's a support system thing that I'm looking for, a real family, and I feel it with Shells and Maddie. And of course, Mr. is the guardian.
Cool.
He's got
the
these songs like SOV. I can't. I walk around going big ball, big duh. I love it.
Hey, we are family. Y'all can sing it with me now.
I got all my sisters in me. Hey. Yes.
Yay.
That's how I feel.
Right.
See, he laughs. I got to get that laugh in real life. I just,
I really know that Ascot Records and Spook and Hot, that's where I'm supposed to be, you know, and that's what is behind a lot of our music right now that's coming out. We have a few others that are coming out. It's the work behind it. It's the team effort, and it's people like you guys, you know, that are spreading the word, that independent, you know.
Yeah. This show is so, I just don't know what the world would be without Maddie and Shells. You know what I'm saying?
It changes my life.
Yeah.
I agree. You guys bring, it's almost like, yeah, the family show. You create family and I feel it every time I get out. Girl, you know I got you, and I've told you, I've left you little comments on there like, girl, I got you. Nightingale's got you. And remember, we were talking about that nursing thing. I just thought I'm really like that. Like, I'm just everybody's little nurse bird.
Right. Exactly.
Healing the world. We got to get together and do one of those We Are the World songs. Remember when songs were like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I definitely remember that. We Are the World. Self-destruction.
We're going to play a game real quick. I'm going to do a little something. So, this is a song that was wrote a long time ago, and it was for a war, okay? And if you know it, I want you to sing it, okay? And if I'm not going to sing all of it, but I'm going to sing some of it. And then if you could tell me what it's from, let me know, all right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know it, sing it. Okay.
All right.
Stand tall, stand proud. Voices of care are crying out loud. And when you feel a home, and when you feel the love tonight, know in our heart that our love burns bright. Now I'm not here to justify the cause or to count up all the laws. That's all been done before.
You don't know who that is? What that song is?
No, I
love
like it.
The words,
they
like,
did good that
singing
in Desert Storm. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Desert Storm.
I remember
it was called
that.
Stand tall, stand proud.
Yeah, but
it was all kinds of artists. Everybody was
like,
in it.
Who, though? I feel like I see somebody in a cowboy hat. I see a... It was more like... I remember this.
Yeah,
and they were all at some like wheat fields, and they were had the American flag behind. I'm thinking video.
Yeah,
I don't remember the song.
Yeah, it's,
where
it's
in the world?
Voices that care. It's
voices that care.
Everybody else. Yeah,
was like
that
a Sinead O'Connor was in it maybe. Celine, yeah, was like somebody in a cowboy hat, maybe like a Toby Keith or, you know, somebody American and really, but then it was a lot of European. Wow. Good pull, Shelton. Your voice is great.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, what?
You were killing
it. I don't know the song, though.
songs are gone. They don't do any of the compilation. That's really good. I mean, Spook and Hog came up with like a compilation album, The Lion's Den, you know, Year of the Lions, things like that. Those are those ideas that they bring to the table. And I said, that's amazing, because I worship those kinds of things. Like, We Are the World. I'm so trying to tie music into change
again. I feel like we're all trying to fight for change, but music always changes people. You know, Happy Birthday changes people when you sing it. So
yeah.
I really think we got great ideas, amazing music right now. Like, everybody's album's just going to...
There's a few of them that lives in there. Peter Cetera, Celine Dion, Bobby Brown, Michael Bolton, Garth Brooks, Kenny G, Martin Offer, Warren Weaver, David Foster, David Cassidy, Linda Thompson, Celine Dion. Let's see.
So that's all we need to do is get all them people and then just add everybody from Ascot Records, and then we can do it.
Yeah,
we can do it.
Song.
Go get them people. Go get Celine. Oh, Celine is having, like, isn't
right.
she having health? She's having health issues, but
who
you could go get. That's what I'm saying. Knock on wood.
We all got issues in some form or another, believe me.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why when like Mr. Mista talked about painting that picture, you really, when you start that art, like, I'm a firm believer in the mission being accomplished. Like, I really am on a mission to spread the art of the Nightingale and who is the Nightingale and just my story of my triumphs and tribulations, and Ascot Records has helped me do that. So I'm really proud. Stella's and Maddie have too. Like I said, where is Maddie? How is Maddie right by me? And I haven't just swooped down on him and made him part of my flock.
I don't know, man.
I love that place. Love Montana.
It's beautiful.
It's perfect for me.
Well,
there's a lot of land in Montana.
I'm sitting right in the middle of
limits, man. I remember whipping around in my car, my Chrysler Crossfire, and hitting the max. And I think the max, what was it? 160 miles. No, it was bigger than that. 180 miles per hour. Anyways, yeah, but in no cost, they didn't give a fuck, man. Top down. You couldn't hear for a week after that. I love Montana. I think they put speed limits in now, though. But yeah.
Well,
I
don't know if that was a very good idea for us to have no speed limits. We've always had issues with that because you have to drive literally hundreds and hundreds of miles to, say, get milk. So they do want to get there faster, but it was an issue, but yeah, I remember those days. I kind of put my pedal to the metal. It was years ago, 40 years ago maybe, but
wow.
I think our speed limit now is 80. 80? Is that
fast? People used to get smashed by moose and deer, man. Like, they die instantly. Like, it wasn't even about other cars. Like, they just jumped in. You try driving, you know what it's like driving Montana at night. There's not a light for, like you said.
No,
there's
nothing. There's no lights. There's no, you can just drive right off the cliff because there's no lights that are, like, if you don't know your road, and that's why you have to know your road. You have to know all of that because you're literally going to drive off a cliff and then never be seen ever.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, Nicole, we have hills here. You know, I live in the mountains where Whispered the Mountains are. Y'all know Deliverance and shit, right? Like, so.
Girl,
like,
Deliverance is rough.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness.
I live with a human, maybe. They might be out there.
I'm tripping right now. You said Deliverance. I'm going there because you know I know that movie.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's a little really, really weird. I like sometimes at night, I mean, I'd be freaking myself out. I'll be like, okay, yeah, I know it's a deer. It's like a, but I mean, we have bobcat and freaking like, you know, mountain lions and what hyenas, what are they're called?
She said hyenas.
They're not hyenas. They're called something else. What are they called? Coyotes.
I love you.
Yeah.
I wasn't hyena, but every time I see one,
girl,
though, I think of the ones on the Lion King. You know, I think of the ones on the Lion King. Like,
yes.
Every
the ones
time
with
I see,
the teeth.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yes.
Yeah.
That's what I think
like
of
them.
So that's why I say hyena, because that's what I think of right now.
I like them, girl. I'd be thinking about them.
Yeah.
I told you, me and you are got to get together because we are the same.
It is so crazy out here sometimes. It's crazy out here in the farm. Hey, you all ever seen, I know you've seen that movie, King Kong Ain't Got Shit on Me.
Ooh, Training Day.
No.
New guy
yeah.
came in spraying.
I'm talking about freaking it's a movie, a hip hop movie, man. He's B Rad. My name's B Rad.
That line about King Kong ain't got nothing on me is Denzel's line from Training Day.
Yeah, I know. He gets up on that. I know that. But what I'm talking about is he gets up in him. What is that movie? You all know. Yeah, Malibu's Most Wanted. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
you've got the performance coming up in Topeka, Kansas on June 22nd, correct?
Let's talk about Topeka, Kansas right now. I'm trying every day. Lisa Hyten, J. Corey Quest, Curtis Campus in Topeka, Kansas is like Oz to me. They are the most beautiful people. They Ascot Records, like I said, it has put us out there, and this is going to be epic. They're pushing to late now, right now, in Topeka and Kansas City to sort of hype it up and hype the Nightingale up, because they're opening things that have to do with civil rights, and we know I'm Huey Newton's niece, just newly discovered in Montana and ready to tell my story. So it just really fit, you know, it fit to be someone passionate with music like they are. Lisa is so passionate with music, so is Jay Corey. And opening the campus will just be a perfect fit. You know, I'm meeting people that I could just dream. You guys, I bought a piece of luggage. I've never had a suitcase in my life. It's 2024.
I'm happy for you. That sounds like,
I mean, this is the kind of thing that I'm crying right now. I'm looking at the suitcase, and you don't understand that these independent artists are working and working and working like me. I can play anything on the piano. I can sing. But until someone sees you, you know, like Sheldon Maddie, Ascot Red, yes, Mista, you know this. Until somebody actually with their eyes sees your talent and says, oh, my gosh, other people should see you. That's what this has done for me, and that's what I know Mista feels, or Honey feels, that when people now see us, that's the motivation. And going to Topeka, June 22nd, I'll hype it again, everybody come out, being able to perform Too Late Now live, you know, that's the dream for me. Live and being with people is really what I do. I also have Renegade. I'll perform and maybe like something special, just something I'll pull off the album, with the Nightingale. But
it's those moments to go to Topeka, Kansas, to meet people like Lisa Hyten, to spread the love of the Nightingale and Nicole. I just get overwhelmed because it is like a fairy tale.
I'm going to tell you right now, you are a Maddie. Our demographics has changed. You ready?
Yeah, let's get it.
Okay, so right now, you guys, our top five countries listening are the United States, number one, Taiwan, number two, Canada, number three, Mexico, mm-hmm. number four, and France, number five.
Gobert, Gobert. You know there's castles over there that say Gobert, and I'm Princess Nicole Nightingale Gobert. They do in France. So shout out to all those countries. But, yeah, we got to say Nicole Gobert is in France. I'm coming over there. I've always wanted to see the Eiffel Tower. You said, where do you want to travel? Who said Venezuela? I'm going straight to the Eiffel Tower.
Yes. So the thing is, Maddie, France is new in our top five.
That's a French name, baby. I know how to French kiss. It's the Nightingale's kisses. Yes. I love this. You got, because you should be top. You're number one in my book, Shelton, Maddie, in every country.
Thanks. I want to bring on, fuck it up real quick, guys, because you're coming towards the end of the show. I want to bring on
I'm enjoying myself. Hey, you know, hey, can you hear me? Hello, how's it going, Miss Nightingale?
Yeah, we can hear you.
How you doing? Okay. I'm just making sure everyone's okay. I'm craftmatically inclined, you know what I'm saying? Got the smoke and taking a little walk. It's dark, I can't do any skateboarding. But other than that, you know, I'm feeling gravy right now. You know what I'm saying? The show is always lit, you know what I'm saying? We keep it lit, you know what I'm saying? Litty. But what's going on? What'd it do? You know, what's going on?
You are so cute. You're so cute.
Hey, bless you. Hey, bless you. Maddie, you know how we do. Maddie, come on, you know how we do. You know how we do. You know, for the artists, hey, much love to the artists. You know, all I know is, hey, for the listeners, hey, I got to tap in. You know what I'm saying? It's about you guys too as well.
Hey, fuck it up. We got France in our top five now.
I heard
you. Can you believe it?
Hey, blessing. Hey, I'm about to get a dance move in there. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Come on.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, salute. To France, hey, to salute everyone, to everyone that's tuned in, you know what I'm saying? You know, we try to keep it, you know, gravy, good, always for the listeners too as well, because, you know, we like to be entertained ourselves. We love each other, you know, whether or not that we met each other in person anyway, because when we do, it's going to be crazy, you know what I'm saying? Crazy.
Hey, Prophet called in too. And he was sitting there with the baby asleep. I think he's already gone. Wait, no.
Jump off quick, though, man.
Is this Prophet? Hold on.
Yeah.
Prophet, is this you?
Prophet. What's going on, y'all? What's up?
Hey, Prophet.
What's up?
Prophet.
What's up? Shout out to everybody in France. Shout out to my guy, T-Dora. You know what I mean? That was a Dogtown gangsters friend, you know what I mean? I fuck with a gang of people all over, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody on Dogtown. Shout out to Daz. Shout out to Corrupt, you know what I mean? Always looking out and shit. I definitely appreciate them and everything they be doing, you You know, shout out to Snoop. He be coming off in the town fucking around on the south side. So it's all right. You know what I mean? So
that's
shout out to that whole thing. But, you know, good looking out, France. We got a group. We got that one. We got Nicole on the motherfucking line, man.
I know,
so
that's what it is. I'm gonna give me some French kisses. Ooh, some Nightingale kisses. Let's go. Yeah, baby, I love me some France.
They better jump on that wire and get you booked. Cause this gonna be a phenomenal show. They get you booked, girl. They don't know.
Why we gotta come in the house? Oh, baby, what?
That's invoking.
He knew it was time. I was rising from the ashes. The Nightingale was coming, rising from the ashes, baby. Let's go. I'm ready to fly. Mm-hmm. Nightingale Nicole Gobert has fought France. I'm going to bring every one of them countries with me. Let's go. Belgium, who else is by France? We are Portugal. I know my geography. I'll get all of Europe. That's my whole flock over there. Nightingale's flock is Europe. Wait till I take Asia. I'm the new Taylor Swift. I'm the old somebody, but I'm the new Nightingale. So I'm about to take Asia too. Taiwan in the house. You know I'm coming to Taiwan.
When it comes time to start doing all that overseas stuff, know what I mean? SaviCon is one of them top people to be fucking with. You know, he's the owner of Asian British Radio, one of my dear close friends. He's always looking out for me. Every time he comes to the States, you know, he hollering at your boy. He do big time things out in New York, deal with all the major fashion designers and stuff like that. So, you know, you got to do something big. You want to do something big for sure out in Europe, out in Asia. SaviCon is one of them people you definitely want to have in your Rolodex, if you got a Rolodex. You know what I mean?
The Rolodex, it's in my head, baby. I'm memorizing the tone of your voice right now. That's how the Nightingale do. I'm coming for you. Let's go. Take me with you.
You know
I can put on the show.
We're going to. I'll make sure you get the link on Instagram and stuff like that, and I'll let him know that you and Ascot is going to be contacting him and stuff like that, and we can see when we get going. Your shows and your tours cracking. Like,
Let's crack it up. Welcome to the Nightingale Show. Welcome, baby. I got it. I got a full set ready to go. Mr. hitting it up. Honey has got some serious sexy bars. She dripping stick. Oh, she's sticky sweet. Dirty South. So you don't even know. Ascot is to the moon right now. And let's jump on this rocket ship, everybody. Come on. I'm ready because I can go.
I already talked to your guy, to the manager, though, and everything of the company and shit. Cause, you know, I be tripping. When I claim you as family, that's exactly what it is. I'm really fucking with you like them. And if you're not smiling, if you're upset, if you say anything on Instagram, Facebook, any of that, I'm ready to trip on your behalf. Anybody that got a problem with you is going to have a problem with me. So when I see you going through something, I see you saying anything and you're upset, first thing I'm doing is I'm hitting you and I'm like, what's up? Do I need to make a trip? Is somebody pissing you off? Do I need to come fuck somebody up? You know what I mean? So let's go. So be careful when you get online saying something. Because I'm going to find out what's going on, and if it require a trip, I have no problem making a fucking trip to make sure my people is cool and to make sure they're happy. That's how I get that. So all my people out there, y'all should know how to fucking function. Do not be crying and talking that shit online if you ain't trying to get somebody on some shit, because it's going to go down. I don't play about none of y'all. And that goes for everybody on Ascot. Matt told me, y'all family. He told me we all one group. So when it go down and y'all got an issue and I see it, I'm going to be tripping right along with you and probably harder than you. I'm ex-military, ex-special forces, you know what I mean, trained on a bunch of shit. So I'm that motherfucker you really call when you got a problem because I'm going to really handle that shit. It's really going to go down. And I'm not hearing no sorry. It ain't no pause. It ain't no, nah, it's cool now. I'm not hearing none of that shit. When I'm coming, I'm coming. So understand, anybody fucking with Nicole or some bullshit, you better cut that shit out. I don't give a fuck. I respect her like a motherfucker. She says some family business or anything like that, I'm paused. But at the same time, I'm still ready to fuck you up. So just leave Nicole alone and make sure she always got a smile on her face. Everybody need to understand that. And that go to say for Maddie. That go to say for Shells. That go to say for everybody on Ascot. I find out anything, I'm tripping. I'm tripping, and I'm trained for it. So just know I'm coming. I'm trained. I like that kind of shit. Okay? Everybody got to tell me calm down. So shout out to Ascot. Shout out to Nicole. Shout out to Shells and Maddie. I had to come on this line. Bless y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'll be on everything else. Yeah. I got to make sure I start jumping on y'all's situation. Hell it's up. All right?
I love you, Prophet. I love you. Prophet. I love you, Prophet.
When you get a chance, will you send me that beat?
Yeah, I'm sending more than that beat. I got a bunch of shit I'm going to be sending for you, Shells. I got shit. I've been working on shit.
I need to sing.
Hey, we got a lot of shit going on, Shells. You and Maddie is going to have to do voiceovers. I got a cartoon coming. Know what I mean? So
yeah,
I'm gonna need
I know.
Voiceover.
I'm excited. You know I can do all kinds of little tiny voiceovers of very many modest ways.
I'm saying this project is going to be fun. It's going to be super fucking fun because the story for this cartoon is getting crazy. It's next level. It's going to fuck everybody up. And then it's two different versions of the cartoon. You've got a rated PG version, and then you got a rated R version. Know what I mean? The rated PG version, you know, that's going to be your average everyday type shit. And this rated R shit is going to go like Spawn. Know what I mean? If y'all watch the Spawn cartoons, no.
Spawn is
this shit
hot.
Gonna be, hell yeah, this shit going to be grown up. Hey, understand Todd McFarlane? That's one of my favorite artists and favorite creative people when it comes to the comic book world. Know what I mean? I be in that comic shit like tough like a motherfucker. Comics, anime, One Punch, all that type of shit. So don't be tripping out on me. I got my nerve situation and I love it. You can't beat me up. Fuck it.
How's Lil Princess doing?
Oh, man, everything is everything. Everything moving forward. Family, y'all moving forward. Everything cool. I be trying to keep everything cool. Hey, and just so everybody know, also, I just did a post recently. I don't know if y'all be on my Instagram and shit like that, but it's Prophet Official, P-R-O-P-H-I-E-T. There is an I in there, pie, like center of a circle. You know what I mean? So P-R-O-P-H-I-E-T, Official. Know what I mean? Check that Instagram out. I got a bunch of real shit. Let you know about some black history, all that type of stuff. Put you all, you know, you going to find out. But anyway, I put a post up on there that was talking about be careful what you post online, especially children. You have no idea what these people are capable of doing now. They will go and they will take your voice, flip your voice, have your family and everybody thinking you don't got kidnapped, fucked up, all kind of shit, and be drawing money from them. So be very careful about putting pictures of your kids, your family, and all that shit online. You do not want a lot of information on that motherfucker, especially if the people you're inviting are random people versus the people you grew up with. That's different. If everybody on your Facebook is nothing but people you grew up with, that's different. Go on ahead and do that shit and make sure your situation is private. But if your situation ain't private, and you got your stuff public, don't be putting out there your family and putting pictures of everybody up there and all that stuff. Man, people will find your information, they will find you, and they will flip some shit and come up. It's about to get fucked up financially.
I just saw today, see, this is speaking on what you're speaking on, and I was going to tell Maddie about this, but since everybody's on here. Today on the news, they said that AI is going to be the expulsion of humanity. They're going to cause extinction.
Yo, that's what Prophet and I were talking about.
Like 2 weeks ago, Prof and I were talking about that shit on Power Talk, man. Straight up. That was,
oh, yeah.
I said that fucking ChatGPT is gone crazy. I should send Prof some shit, man. It's gone crazy against
people. Yeah.
Telling people
it and it says that what they're
like,
doing is like, it's like they're also, they're like training people to make the people feel worthless, like they're not worth anything. Basically, like they were an abused child growing up in an abusive child, you know. But it's the AI telling you that you ain't shit, and then you just finally get rid of yourself. Seriously.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. I be trying to put people up, you know what I mean? But, you know, it is what it is. At the end of the day, people are going to draw to what they draw to. You get what I'm saying?
Isn't it insane?
Some people want to know the truth. Some people don't want to know the truth. Some people find out the truth and want to be APOC from the Matrix. You know how he found out about the real world, and he was like, no, I don't want the real world. I want to taste the steak. You know what I mean?
Right.
But some people like that. No, I ain't tripping. That's your situation. You're going to deal with it how you got to deal with it. But at the end of the day, me and Mines is going to be ahead, and we're going to be all right. You know what I mean?
Right.
So with that AI situation, I just did a post where they got a robot that's already taking people's jobs as far as janitors and stuff like that. They've already got this situation in China. And then, man, we got a whole bunch of stuff coming up, man. I hope y'all ready. Facial recognition, your finances are going to be all linked to all that stuff, your face, your social standings, all that shit. It's all coming together. That one world order, all that type of shit, that shit happening, man. You know what I mean? So your best bet. Go ahead and get yourself situated right now. Get you some land. If you could get some land, no matter what part of the world you at, build you a stable-ass home. Build you some damn agriculture. Get you some seeds and start growing your damn food so you ain't tripping. Get you some livestock.
Yeah.
Get you some goats, some chickens. You know what I mean? Get you some rabbits. Rabbits turn like crazy. You can have rabbit meat like a motherfucker. The rabbits start producing like it ain't shit. So get all that shit together and have it, and be ready to go. Be ready to defend your shit. It's getting harder. They're cutting the finances down on everything. A lot of businesses are going out of business. They're buying up all the land. So ain't nobody going to be able to own any land. They want to buy all the fucking land. So you have no other option but to rent.
I just watched today, or this week while I was at the doctor's office, because, you know, I've been having to go for appointments and shit to follow-ups and all that. And I was sitting in the office and I was watching the news. The farmers came on and were talking about how, so their generation and their children have been so spoiled, they don't want to do farming. So they're older now, and they don't want to take care. They can't take care of the farm anymore. So they're selling it, and they want the most money they can get, and the most money they can get are coming from corporations.
What?
And they're scared. They're scared here of the Chinese corporations is what they're scared here. So then they put that in everybody's head. And now we need to be scared in Montana of everybody Chinese. It's just is becoming really weird where I live, too.
Up. Yeah. Montana.
Oh, they've got money, and these farmers don't have any other option, like you said.
Right.
And they're offering them big money. So then what do you do?
Yeah.
You take big money, and then
they
own the land.
I sold cleaner to a lot of farmers. And I'll tell you what, for when I sold cleaner door to door, I could sell cleaner to them, first of all, for the rust and shit on their tools, but also, you know, the water setups they have to water their farms, you know, the big, like, they look like hula hoops go over like a bar.
Irrigation, and then, those are irrigation.
Yeah, irrigation system. Yeah, I couldn't think of the name. Yeah, thank you. Irrigation system. So they get calcium and, like, get water deposits on it, and it builds up, and it's a big issue. And the cleaner that I sold, all you had to do was spray it and wipe it. It would come off when it would spray. It would eventually just come off by itself. Or you could wipe it off, and it was not harmful. And I sold to a lot of farmers that way. And I know how much farmland there is across this USA. Believe me, I've been to every part. If you see the map, my map, you would see. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not just saying it, say it. I've been everywhere. And
right.
Montana is going to get bought up. That's going to be rich property, though. I'm going to tell you, it's going to cost whoever buys that property, they're going to be paying a lot of money for that property. And then you're going to have Idaho's going to be starting to be bought up. You wait and see. Mark my words. You're going
to
start hearing about Idaho.
You saw what happened to the Dakotas and all that oil. They're right next door to Montana. So that's the thing about right now. Like Prophet was saying, like, I need to do something. As the Nightingale Nicole Gobert of Ascot Records, I'm asking people, like, just to see me just because of the world right now, not because it's some, oh, I want to be famous and I think I'm too. It's not that. It's just a matter of all of us there having a passion for something, and I can spread the knowledge about Montana and about the land and about the Native Americans, about missing and murdered and indigenous women. Those are things, platforms that Shells and Maddie give me that can help people. And that's really what I want my music to do. So it's the time for everybody to do that. And that's what I'm so grateful for.
I'm also part of International Stop the Bullying and Violence and Now Tour. I'm part of that as well. And, you know, there's just so many things that I would love to be a part of. I wish I had a million on me, you know, that could just go and do good, like, help these people.
But that's
like,
what this is. Shells, you do. Look, there's a million people right now.
Oh, I know that.
There's a million people. They love you, and you're them. I feel like I'm Shells, and I'll just spread everything that I will. And, you know, like I say, the Nightingale will flutter everywhere. I'll be like, I know Shells. I know Maddie. I know Mr. Mr. That's just really, like, it's real for me. And a million people will know because it's important, because all of us matter. Yeah. All of us are special, and we're all being oppressed. So that's what music does for me. So.
I'm about to be the Malcolm X Tupac at a label the way I'm feeling lately. Know what I mean? I'm finna start letting it be known. Let's go over the history of everything. And it's not just finna be for African Americans, for Black people. I'm finna go for everybody. I'm looking at the oppression that Asians went through. Oh my God, the shit they've been going through, especially lately. Yeah. Like, yo, if you don't know, it's because you've been too tied up into your own situation, and that's how it's called divide and conquer. So if you're so stuck
but now let's get together. Come on. We can do it. We can do it.
So everybody is getting upset. And then here's the kicker. This is the part that fucked me up after I really started doing my research. Yo, you know, poor white America gets shitted on? I didn't know that.
I'm poor white America. Like, for real, like,
shit.
You know, listen, I'm going to tell you all something. When I couldn't be a nurse anymore, when I got sick, it first started when my back busted open, right? So it ripped open 16 inches, and I had MRSA in my spinal fluid, and it went to my brain. And it did it 3 times in 1 month, okay? I had to have 3 complete surgeries in 1 month. And so it affected my mind, it affected my body, everything. And so I had to give myself IV antibiotics twice a day for almost 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And freaking, I know that you just never know what life is going to hand you. You understand what I'm saying? You just never know what life's going to hand you. And when that happened, I went to go get help. And they told me because I worked so much and I made so much money that I had to wait 6 months before I could get any kind of help.
So
I lost my house. I lost my car. I mean, how was I supposed to feed my kids?
And that's something else I've been tripping out on. It's a lot of red tape that's creating a lot of people with a lot of hardships. The greed of the politics and shit that go on is fucking everything up. These greedy-ass motherfuckers that's running the politics. Everybody want to blame the president. The president can only do so much. Congress is the motherfuckers that's making all the fucking rules and the laws and shit. So if anybody want to get off on somebody's ass, get off on your senator. Get off on your
representative. It is. It's the local. It's those local governments, too, all the way up to the district.
The thing is, everybody is so divided. There is either in the Senate and stuff, they're either way far left or they're way far right. It's one or the other. There's no happy medium with these guys. And the people that are grounded, that, like Joe Manchin, our governor, look what they did to him. Because he, you know, even though he was Democrat, he was like, I'm not signing that, you know? Like, we don't need to be wasting the money like that. And they gave him hell. They threatened him. He had death threats against him. His family, I can remember every morning on the news, it was something else going on with him and his and the Capitol and everything, because that's not that far from me. You know what I mean?
Right. And so, see, that's what I'm getting ready for now. I already know it's going to be bullshit coming my way, because I promise you I'm going to start going hard. I'm going to go hard because it's too much reality. All people have to do is just look at it. Quit playing with yourself. Quit sitting up here trying to make this imaginary shit in your fucking brain and take some time to look the fuck around. Look around your immediate neighborhood and count how many smiles you see on people's face in your neighborhood versus them stressed out, depressed, and trying to figure some shit out. And why the fuck is
it? How many people do you see out? How many people do you see out? Like, a lot of people don't even go out anymore because they're so depressed.
It gets even deeper than that. Look. How many people in your neighborhood are electricians? How many people in your neighborhood are plumbers? How many people in your neighborhood are able to do maintenance work? You get what I'm saying? Real shit. Real application type like shit. So why the fuck can't we sit up here, put the money together as a community, put these people in place, and have them start fixing up every house in the community? It can be done. Why the fuck not? And then you got bullshit of the Homeowners Association, HOA, right? Homeowners Association, that shit bullshit. That shit is some straight bullshit. The reason why I say it's bullshit is because you got a bunch of motherfuckers trying to regulate what you going to do with your property you bought.
Yeah.
How the fuck I'm going to buy some
the
shit?
The city came around when at JP's house, Maddie, when we were down in Utah, the city came down, Salt Lake City came down and freaking made him take his basketball court off it, and they made him dig up some of the concrete and put vegetation, because so much percentage of a yard has to have be green, have dirt and stuff.
Right. Now what the fuck is that shit? When you were a kid and you had the idea of buying a house, or even as an adult, you had the idea of buying a house, were you fucking thinking about buying a house and making it away somebody else? Don't even live in your house. Don't live in your neighborhood. Somebody else, way the fucking Timbuktu fucked off, is going to tell you how to fucking build some shit you bought. Why the fuck, if I like basketball, why the fuck can I not build a basketball court in my backyard? Why the fuck not? It ain't fucking with nobody else. That's my shit. I'll put a net up by the back fence and all that shit, so you ain't got to worry about the ball coming over the fence. It should be no problem. This motherfucking country has got a problem with people controlling shit. Everybody want to control the next motherfucker, but don't control their goddamn self. They have not perfected themselves. They ain't perfected their mentality. They ain't perfected their maturity, nor have they perfected physically what they can do. All you got to do is look around your neighborhood, and you will see exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. if they had to run an obstacle course right now and their life depended on it, what percentage of your neighbors in your neighborhood would be alive?
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, get your
way. I'm saying that the purge actually popped up. They had a real purge. How many of you motherfuckers is actually ready to handle some shit? Y'all talk that shit, but do you know how to fucking filter water? If they shut off the fucking water, if the electricity go out and there is no way to decontaminate the water, which is what the city does, if the electricity went out and we get a fuckville,
yeah.
Are you going to be able to make it? Do you know how to take fucking charcoal and how to take the sediment
and
all that and put it together?
Yes, I do. Charcoal, sand, and all that shit. I know how to.
So how many, what would the percentage of the people in your neighborhood be alive on that level?
Yeah. Absolutely.
People are focused in on bullshit. They not focused in on the shit that really matters. You see all this war shit cracking. You see how the prices of everything is going up. Your wages ain't going nowhere. Businesses are going overseas instead of here in America. You see this shit is turning
right,
into fuck bill.
So they can take, so you lose your shit and they can take it and then you have to depend on them.
Right.
That's why they're doing
so,
yeah.
So, you see all this shit? That mean get yourself ready. That mean come to this bitch ready. Have your shit together. Have a plan and stick to that shit. Make it fucking happen. Get you some land. Get you some property. Have you some income coming the fuck in. That's stable and dependent on you. Not dependent on anybody else, but dependent on you getting the fuck out there and making this shit happen. Like, hey, check this shit out. I got some apples. Your ass is hungry. Let's quit playing. Here go the price. What you going to do? You going to starve or you going to eat? Know what I mean? Start setting everything up. Know who you fuck with, too, because it ain't always got to be money, and that's where we all fucked up as a people. As a people, holistically, we are all people. All that division and separation shit is bullshit. Race did not fucking exist until 200 years ago. All right, that shit is manufactured. That shit is fake as fuck to divide everybody the fuck up economically. Like I said, I'm prepping for the bullshit because I'm going to tell the whole truth.
I love you, Prophet.
I'm prepping for the bullshit because I'm going to tell the whole truth. Know what I mean? So
I
understand,
know
race is bullshit. We all the same people. We all got to eat. We all got to shit. We all got to fart. You know what I mean? It's all the fucking same. We all have the same needs. We need to be, we need to have shelter. We need to feel like we belong to a fucking group. We need to have some self-appreciation. You know what I mean? And we need to have the necessary basics where you have your food, your water, and you have your clothing that keep you sheltered from the weather. These are basic shit.
You know what else we got to have?
Hmm.
We got to have laughter and common sense. Y'all,
that comes from a sense of belonging. That comes from family and association.
Yeah.
That's where all that comes from. And then you got your self-identity.
And it worries me because society is not what it used to be, you know? Like, Maddie, you get out and go hiking and stuff and go do stuff. I know, fuck it up, he goes and does stuff, you know. And Nightingale, I'm sure you get out and do what you do. Prophet, you do what you do, you know? And everybody knows
like
the
that
thing
shit.
That they do. Huh?
Prophet said, when you said, put these motherfuckers in your neighborhood, put it up an obstacle course. How many of these motherfuckers be able to do it?
Is your life dependent on it? Like, you 300 pounds and you need to get over that goddamn fence. You got to.
Yeah.
What the fuck you going to do, man? And then you want to look at me like I'm supposed to help you? What? And then think about it like this. Also, emergency situations go down. We see it on TV all the time. You know who the fuckers be? It be them badass fucking kids that don't fucking listen and want to talk back. Shut your ass up. You are a fucking child. Be in a child's place. You don't know a goddamn fucking thing. You ain't paid no bill. You don't know how to do no taxes. You don't know how to do shit. When you can come and you can show me you can balance the checkbook, then we'll talk about some shit like you a fucking adult. If you can't do that, shut the fuck up and sit your ass down. And the problem we also got is parents don't know how to fucking be parents. There come a point where you got to tell these people that want to come to you and threaten to lock you up and all that, fuck you. Fuck you. Do you understand? If I don't get on this kid's ass, you got to worry about this kid coming to your school shooting the shit up because he ain't got no discipline. You got to worry about this kid coming to your school bullying your fucking child because this kid ain't got no discipline. And then on top of that, depending on how bad the kid is, because I know some real bad kids, whether they in the suburbs or they in the block. Suburbs, block, and some rich motherfuckers that will come to your door as a child, disrespectful as fuck, and slap the shit out of you when you answer the door and say, tell your kid to come to the door so I can beat his ass now. I know kids like that.
What the hell?
So understand, get on your kids' ass. Make them motherfuckers respect you. You got to put the fear of God in these little badass motherfuckers because they bad. And if you don't put that in them, they will never respect you because that is not love. If you sit back and you look at a kid loves you and respects you more when they have discipline in their life. They do. If you think I'm bullshitting, look it up. We are in the age of Google and all this other shit, so you ain't got no excuse to be ignorant around me. You be ignorant around me, I'ma talk about bad. I mean bad, bad. I mean bad so
Trust
bad
it.
you gonna wish your soul could commit suicide.
Trust it.
Yes.
Prophet. Prophet.
I love your ass, man.
Listen, I'm serious about that. I'm serious. No, I know what you're saying, man. Life is, believe me, I know.
I keep thinking about Whitney. I believe the children are future. Teach them well.
Sing it.
I think about that. And then I think about that meme I seen. Like, is these the kids Whitney was talking about? And looking at the adults. Looking at my peers. Looking at what's going on. I'm like, bro, come on. Where's your common sense? And then I'm running around telling people, yo, we need to get together. We need to figure this shit out. And people looking at me like, huh? Like my name Noah, and I'm saying it's been a rain. Like, yo, you better recognize what's going down. And then when I get all this stuff together and I have everything popping and everything moving, then everybody want to run up on me. Yo, Prophet, hey, put me on, bro. Yo, show me how you did that. Hey, I didn't know it was going to turn out like that. Motherfucker, who you think I am? Who do you think I am? You do respect me to the point where you're not realizing I don't have time to bullshit. I don't have time to bullshit. Not with nobody. Not even with my kids. You get what I'm saying? So if I tell you something, take that shit to the bank. Run it. Research it. Look it up. I love when people come to me and tell me, bro, you full of shit. I'll be like, what you mean? How am I feeling here? What happened? Bro, you said this, you said that. I went and researched. It ain't this, it ain't that. It's actually this. Okay, cool shit. Thank you, bro. Oh, you done put me on. Now I know, we both know, and now we both can go and spit the truth. I love when you come at me like that. But understand, when I come at you, run that shit. Because I don't have time. I'm taking time out to give you some knowledge. I'm taking time out to put you on. Instead of taking all this shit and keeping this shit and giving it to my kids and giving this shit to my cousins and giving this shit to the little people I know in my neighborhood, I'm sharing this shit with the world. So you better take this shit.
Right.
Because the shit I'm talking about that's cracking in America ain't just cracking in America. This shit cracking all over. It's just under a different name. It's a different name, but the game is all the same. Control, power, and run that shit. You know what I mean? So y'all better start getting y'all community together, get an understanding of what community is, because if you realize what the fuck is going on, they separated everybody from community. Move the last time anybody on this phone, anybody on this station, anybody that's listening has been to a community function. When's the last time? When's the last time you got people in your own neighborhood, and said, you know what? We got this going, but we tired of this shit. We got this going, but we tired of this shit. So we need to get on the city ass.
See, where I live in the country, I'll tell you the biggest thing that's happening here is they wanted to put a Dollar Tree in down here, and the people out here in the country are not having it because they said it'll attract all kinds of people coming through their farmland and shit. And they'll be like, which, I mean, I get it. There are things that happen on farms.
I don't give a fuck if Jesus is coming back and you trying to go through my farmland to go see Jesus. If you ain't got my permission, I'm popping you. You are trespassing.
Right,
do not bring your ass on my
farm. Is that, like, they think it would be one store out here because there's nothing else out here besides a gas station. So if they put a Dollar Tree in, it's going to bring a whole lot more traffic out this way. And people already have issues with people getting their corn and shit like that. So it just wouldn't be a good thing. It'd be crazy.
Oh, hell no. You got me tripping. Now in my brain, I'm trying to figure out, okay, if somebody was on my property stealing some corn, how would I get their ass fucked up? Do I need to get some barbed wire? Do I need to put some electrical fencing around that motherfucker? You know what I mean? I need to get some savage-ass dogs to get outside all the goddamn time. Like, I'm trying to figure it out right now because I'm finna have – I got my land. I got my property. I got to build everything on the motherfucker. And before I'm building everything, I'm planning all this shit out. So what you saying, I'm already like, okay, I need to go on ahead and dig me a trench. I need to go on ahead and run me some electrical wire all the way to the end. Like, oh, yeah.
And all I'm thinking about is I want to give the corn to the person that was going to steal it. The Nightingale just wants to give them corn and cook them something with the corn. I wouldn't even think of all that bad stuff. I just wouldn't. I would give them corn.
I agree. I feel you on the fact that, okay, you must be needy if you come to steal it, but instead of you stealing it,
come
ask me.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, if this is in a shit-hit-the-fan kind of situation, somebody's coming in my family, and that's the only thing we have to feed my kids, and they're coming to steal my corn, it's going to be consequences and repercussions.
Well, I'm not fucking with it because I spent money on shit, and ain't nobody finna be stealing no goddamn money from me. If I got to go and I got to spend my money on seed, I got to invest in the seed to be able to plant the corn. If I got to go and invest in the fucking utilities and shit to be able to water that shit, and then at the same time I got to go and put the equipment to be able to fucking harvest this shit, you think I'm going to be dealing with somebody stealing some shit? Oh, hell no. You better come to me and ask me. You come to me and ask me. I'm a cool-ass person. I'm very cool. I am very much a people person. I very much love people. You know what I mean? Only time anybody gets that savage, raw, gangster shit is when they come with that kind of energy. I match your energy. If you come at me humble, you come at me cool, you have cool conversation, I'm going to be intellectual. We're going to talk about metaphysics. We're going to talk about all kind of stuff. And you will swear I am the nicest person you have ever met ever in your life. But if you come off with some bullshit, and you act like you built like you hard, and you act like you finna tear up some shit, and you act like you undisciplined, and you just messy as fuck, you're going to get some bullshit coming straight from me. I'm finna give it all to you. And you're going to be sitting there like, yo, this must be the devil's prodigy. Just to give it to you straight, everybody that know me know that.
Listen, I gotta go get some food, man. I'm hungry. I'm tired. I just got back from Columbus, and I've been on the road straight for the past few months because I was in the hospital 36 days. I got out for 4 days. I went back for 20 something days. I got out, and I just went back for. I've had 2 appointments since that. And I'm just exhausted, and I'm hungry, and I think I'm going to end the show for the night, if that's all right with everybody.
I love you, Michelle. Go get some grub. I'm thankful to eat.
My sugar's starting to drop. I got to get food for real. Prophet, I'm going to hit you up in a little bit, man. Going to hit you up in a little bit after I get some food. Maddie?
Yeah.
Love you, man. Mr. Mister, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, George. You were
so dope. Nightingale, always.
One love.
Yeah,
Nightingale, Nicole, kisses to everybody. I love you guys so much. I'll see everybody soon.
Shout out Ascot Records. Shout out G&G for life. Shout out Maddie Management, of course. Pop Star Hip Hop Radio, OG Mac Drama, Ascot Records. Fuck it up, fuck it out. Here we go. We're going to play Check My ID by Cali Products on the way out. See you next Wednesday, everybody. Prophet, much love always. Thank you for coming on. And till next time, everybody, keep grinding and shining. Remember that.
Nigga pistol with the full clip in it, knocking gangstar full clip while I'm corner bending on my way to the happy ending. New nigga when the Henny kick in, fuck the Babylon swerve, I'ma keep sipping. Yep, I'm on one, pull me over, wanna check my ID. Blicky in the stash, all he found was an IV. I'm out. On the lookout, one time creeping old ops with they lights out. Either way, it's gonna be some lights out. 556 with the bright pal. Wow. How y'all think that shit was going down?
Happy Hump Day.